Buddy.
I love that, Crisis Buddy. I'm going to make Pam Spurr my Crisis Buddy from now on later with Dr. Pam Spurr is on every Saturday night between 9 p.m. and midnight here at Talk Radio. Must listen radio. She's a psychologist, a very wise soul. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Pam Spurr. Coming up, John Holmes is going to be taking you through the afternoon. He's just joined me in the studio. John, have you had any New Year's resolutions? I mean, other than, you know, trying to be nice to your colleagues.
No, silent M on her name, by the way.
What?
Dr. Pam.
I don't understand.
It's got a silent M on the end, hasn't it?
I don't understand. No, we're not playing. We are not playing that.
Dr. John Pam Holmes. Spurr.
So, yes, I got that. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to say, after your New Year's resolution to be nice to your colleagues, no.
No, no, ridiculous.
You'd never do that.
I'd never be able to keep that, would I?
Have you been enjoying the tube strike today?
Well, I don't use the tubes, really, you know, Julia.
You get your chauffeur-driven helicopter.
Obviously, I do, yes.
You're
no,
so
I just
ground.
Use overground. I don't.
Well, I had to use overground today. Couldn't get on.
Yeah.
Had to shout at people. There were naughty words said to get people to move down the carriage.
Did they not tweet you for being a celebrity?
Apparently. Yeah, I'm like, I swear.
Yes, you do.
I
don't know how you keep from not swearing on the radio,
and
frankly.
I'm not allowed to swear in front of my daughter either. That's why I have to get all of it done in the office. And on trains. Anyway, we don't know what's coming up on Joan's show. But frankly, we don't care. It's the usual nonsense coming up after 1 o'clock on Talk Radio. Paul Ross back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow with all your breakfast show needs. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Hopefully the trains will be working. Good luck to everyone getting home today. If you're in the London area, everyone else, lucky you not putting up with this. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
7:40 and you're already running late. How? That little bundle of joy who was suddenly against wearing shoes. But you love him. So just drop him off at the gate and on the way to the office, grab yourself a not-so-simple porridge from McDonald's.
With over 800 drive-thrus open at 5 a.m. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served until 10:30 a.m.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Yes, it is. Hello, Monday. It's Monday again. It's just after 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, mental health care overhaul, tube strike chaos and Trump slams Streep.
Talk Radio.
Teachers in England are going to be trained in providing mental health first aid for pupils. The Prime Minister's plans also include a review into the way mental illness is dealt with in classrooms, workplaces and communities. Theresa May says the issue should be considered just as important as physical health.
We will hold the NHS leadership to account for the extra £1 billion we invested in mental health last year. We will make sure that mental illness gets the attention it deserves in funding, research and technology investment.
The Health Secretary has admitted there are real problems with emergency care at certain hospitals, but Jeremy Hunt has rejected claims from the Red Cross that the NHS in England is going through a humanitarian crisis. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called today's 24-hour walkout on the Underground completely unnecessary. Millions of people have been facing travel disruption because station staff are striking in a dispute over jobs and ticket office closures. Mick Lynch from the RMT has told Talk Radio the action's unavoidable.
They put a deal on a Sunday afternoon, a proposal to us, when the strike's starting at 6 o'clock, that they know is not going to be acceptable as a stunt on the orders of the mayor. I don't know why they do that and why they can't bring their proposals in a timely way. So we had to consult all of our reps yesterday afternoon, and they were very disappointed by what was offered.
16 people are being held after Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint in Paris in October. Reports say the group was picked up following the discovery of DNA at the scene. And Donald Trump has responded to criticism by Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes, calling her one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. The Oscar-winning actress said the president-elect's actions legitimised bullying, giving the example of when he appeared to ridicule a disabled reporter.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain moving southeastwards, blustery showers in the north with some sunshine as well. Wintry showers are likely over higher ground, highs of 10 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you
on
too.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Rubbish. How was yours?
Fine.
Good.
It was all right. Didn't do much.
What'd you get up to?
Painted a pottery pig.
Brilliant.
What did you do?
Worked.
Brilliant.
Burnt brownies.
Did you? That's cruel to small children, isn't it? You can't do that now. Their tents are very flammable.
I meant the food, not the children.
My mistake. Mm. Right, 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hey,
Arsenal midfielder Mesut Ozil will sign a new contract at the club, but only if boss Arsene Wenger does so as well. The 28-year-old says Wenger's presence is the main reason he's in North London. Gunners legend Paul Merson told TalkSport Ozil can't hold the club to ransom.
I mean, Arsene probably said, do me a favour, just tell him if you say sign up, just make sure you tell him I've got to sign as well. It seems very comfortable there. When we used to play, right, he would come in and Tony Adams and Bolton, they'd go mental, absolutely mental at you. I just don't see players doing that to other players at Arsenal.
The last FA Cup third round tie is played tonight with Sky Bet League 2 Cambridge United taking on Championship promotion hopefuls Leeds.
Come on, Ben.
You can hear the whole game live over on TalkSport 2.
Won't bother.
Finally, rugby, and England will miss Chris Robshaw for their Six Nations title defence after he had an operation on his shoulder. The flanker was injured playing for his club side Harlequins on New Year's Day. He'll be out for around 12 weeks. Eddie Jones' side opened their tournament against France on the 4th of February.
Three,
that's the latest sports
two,
news powered by TalkSport.
One, press a button, somebody.
Talk Radio.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental. 36-month hire agreement. Subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
We are getting breaking news this afternoon that penguins that live there voted for the hapless weatherman Michael Fish to leave in a referendum because he broke his knee near the Great Wall of China. So if you listen to this for the first time, this must be really freaking you out now.
Unlike Cornelius, I wasn't born in the 18th century.
Have you ever thrown excrement at a wall to see if it sticks? And like a dirty protest. I mean, what do you make of that? Thanks, Victoria. You're easily pleased, aren't you?
Yeah.
Great. That's the hour of the news. Ginger Dave, then, is drag queen.
Oh, got no Cornelius.
The feature that's coming up very shortly, indeed, of course, is drill down deeply into Julia Hartley Brewer. Now, regular listeners will, of course, know that we smeared the cat in butter, pushed it out of the free sewer landing.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat.
Talk Radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
So here we are once more in the playground of the broken hearts. One more experience, one more entry in a diary self-penned. Yet another emotional suicide, overdosed on sentiment and pride. Early Marillion, Dave, there for you. Early Marillion, that's script for Jester's Tea. Enjoy it. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome and thrice welcome to this, your talk radio in the afternoon's Space Saver. I am its owner-operator, John Holmes, and yes, there may well be strikes with London's tube stations being closed. Julia Hartley Brewer banging on about that this morning, because she had to swear on a train. So yes, there may be strikes, London tube stations may be closed, but this radio station is well and truly open. Although, admittedly, the service we're providing between now and 4 o'clock is patchy at best. So as Theresa May says she's not muddled over Brexit after all, and hints that she may take the country out of the single market. All the single market, all the single market, all the single market, all the single market. If you liked it, shouldn't have put a referendum on it. Oh, 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 oh. Early Beyonce there, Dave.
Oh.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Even as the UK teeters on the edge of a hard Brexit, it's worth remembering, my friend, of our success in last night's awards in Los Angeles, of course. Papers all going on about it today. Our very own Tom Hiddleston up there clutching his globes. Makes a change from Taylor Swift doing it. Olivia Colman, of course, Hugh Laurie, all for the night manager, all the papers, as I say, crowing of the British glories. But rest assured, any notion of that kind of success and glamour will be well and truly dispelled over the next 3 hours here. The carpet in this studio, not so much red, it's sort of stained with something unpleasant that may or may not have come out of Paul Ross. We're not sure. Trust me when I say this to you, drivers today suing Volkswagen over unwanted emissions. You don't even know the meaning of the phrase till you've seen the carpet in here. Hello, then. It's Monday, the beginning of another depressing January week, so let's try and cheer ourselves up by throwing some radio into the mix. So here's what, if those seemingly apprehended Kardashian jewellery robbers would be taking from us, should they have broken in here looking for radio features of very little value? There's a feature called Headline Hijack, and it's on the way. It involves you making up a news story using words that you know and understand. Put them in an order that seems to resemble a news story but isn't true. And then simply send it to us and we'll put it in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Unlike VW, Victoria will emit not foul fumes from her pipe, but rather a made-up news story. But like Volkswagen, she will try to disguise it. It's a news lie. Fake news, positively celebrated as you're encouraged to fib and fabricate your way into Victoria and the day's news agenda. Hear your lie reported as fact at 2 o'clock. Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That will say the words. Just at 2 o'clock then. Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, you know the drill by now. Simply let us know why you're lunching alone by emailing lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You could then come on the radio. Your lunch will be fewer lonely than it was by dint of talking to us in the first place. We'll indulge in idle chit-chat together. Idle chit-chat, a speciality. And reward you with a Tupperware Hall of Despair, for that is where the lonely lunchers reside. Gift prize. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. After that, we're going to drag a work experience in here and shove him or her in front of a microphone. Away from the dull drudgery of having to photocopy cups of tea or wipe Julia Hartley Brewer's bottom in the office. None of those tasks that work experiences around here normally have to do. Instead, our work experience, that's the plural, are given the opportunity to broadcast to the nation. Today, Sophie is back. She'll be talking television. It's work experience punditry. Today's big stories, they'll be gone through with a fine-tooth example of Japanese poetry. That is the news analysed via the medium of Oriental short form verse. It's the news in haikus. It's what Robert Peston would do if he could speak properly. We'll also be out on the streets today. We've been out on the streets, as we do, of course, because that is where the pulse of the nation beats loudest and hardest. Finding out what you, the people in the street, think. Today we're asking, do you think carousels or ambulances? Which of those do you think? By all means, join in that debate, of course. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
No.
Start your message with carousels or ambulances.
That's it. I haven't got that right once. there's also news of how we could get you a place in this year's London Marathon. That's something we're doing at the moment. Despite all the places having long gone, if you know someone or you want to take part in the London Marathon this year, disappointed because you didn't get a space, keep listening because we could be your way in. There's the big debate of three. The diversity paper review. All your reactions, of course. And the return of the Monday Mystery Quiz. Now, that is very exciting. Today, it's Mystery Object. I will be holding something up in front of the microphone here in the studio. All you have to do is identify the object I'm holding up in front of the microphone. And you could win £5,000.
£5,000 not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 never been available, never will be.
In our Monday Mystery Quiz, it's an object. What is it that I'll be holding up in front of a microphone later? You could be £5,000 richer by the end of the programme.
You cannot be £5,000 richer by the end of the programme.
Plus, we bring you hot guest action. Comedian Scott Gibson. He's won things, newcomer things. Joins us to flog something like a DVD or a tour or whatever. Ginger Davies, producer.
Ahoy.
Fresh from going on that Boxing Day student hunt that he went on, the traditional one. Asprod Cass is back through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Yay.
Great. Did you have a nice week? Have a nice time off, Cass, did you?
Do you care?
Did you kill anything?
Only you.
Okay. Martin on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria loves the news so much she's put a ring on it.
I have.
I'm John Holmes and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let us start now, as we mean to go on, by introducing today's big story with some music. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio. Playing music. as Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play that. Why on earth, though, would I be playing Aerosmith's What It Takes on a talk radio station at 17 minutes past one on a Monday afternoon? Let's be honest, it's a talk radio station. It doesn't really fill the remit or the licence conditions. We're probably not even allowed to do it. Probably going to anger Ofcom. But there'll be a reason. There'll be a reason for it. You tell me that you're happy, that you're on your own. All right, I'm happy because I'm on my own. Yeah, it's better when you're all alone. Certainly if the other half of your company is Cass. Anyway, right, so look, why would I be playing a music song on the radio? Ginger producer Dave, perhaps you'd like to hazard a guess, play along at home. Why? I'll tell you, cooler, it links to today's big story.
What's the big story?
Well, that's what you've got to guess. Oh. Don't try and fool me. We always play a song to get into the big story. It's production colour. It's what you do. So,
okay.
But it links to today's story. But how? And as I say, by all means, play along at home. It's all a big story from the news today, heralded by the noise of Aerosmith's What It Takes.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I know what you do here.
Yeah.
You go, like, all the way around the houses,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Okay.
So, Aerosmith.
Yep.
Frontman is called Steven Tyler.
Yes, good.
Another famous Steven is Stephen Baldwin.
Yes.
Another famous Baldwin is Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Alec is the real name of the One Extra DJ twin B.
Yes.
B is a letter in the alphabet.
Good.
Alphabetti spaghetti is a type of kids' food.
Good.
Spaghetti is a type of noodles.
Yes.
Which is traditional in Japanese cuisine. Japanese are famous for making cars.
Yes.
And therefore it's the VW emission scandal.
Very good! Except not, because the Volkswagen are German.
Ah!
I mean, you're right with the subject, but you got there in all the wrong way.
I mean, so close.
No, it's because Aerosmith's album that this is from is called Pump. You pump diesel out of a pump. So that.
I think we can tell who's done more work there.
The big story today, of course, Dieselgate, so-called. This is British drivers suing Volkswagen in a collective lawsuit for the fake emissions. You'll remember this back last year when Volkswagen had to admit that they were faking the results of emissions tests. And it became a bit of a problem, didn't it, for the diesel drivers who were sort of manipulated into this thing. So, manipulated buying cars, giving out emissions that they thought they weren't. Anyway, there's a class action suit against Volkswagen. We're going to be talking about this. And, of course, the fact that diesel... Now, we were told by Gordon Brown's government that diesel cars were fine. We had to switch to them, and he slashed taxes on them in order to make us do so. Now we're told diesel's very bad indeed. It was a mistake, and the owners of diesel cars are going to be paying more tax. That includes me, so I'm doubly cross.
Right.
So, we need an expert to talk to about hashtag Dieselgate. Look, everyone, she's back. Asprodcast. The northern tattooed thing through the glass. The assistant producer, Asprodcast. I'd like to say we'd all missed you, but we haven't.
No.
Duck her.
Okay. Could you get us a guest, please, Cass?
Okay.
It's great job back,
isn't it? Yeah, it's good. It's good back and forth, isn't it? That's what I like, is the sort of sparking up each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their pants.
Anyway, right, we're going to talk to a guest about Dieselgate next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and a Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when you're less cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust Show them your Direct Line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with our great range of low-priced trade essentials. Perfect for filling up your van. Like Tarmac Post-Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Norfolk on the A11 and both directions at Larling, that's closed due to an earlier accident between the B111 and the A1075 at Thetford. In Lancashire, the M61 southbound, there's one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 8 for Chorley and 6 for Horwich. The A14 westbound in Cambridgeshire, stop-start traffic due to an accident in junction 30 at the Dry Drayton Road. And in London, severe disruption on the tubes due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's 25 past one. Let's talk about today's big story. So emissions then, and car manufacturer Volkswagen is being sued by thousands of British motorists after cars they bought in good faith were actually seemingly giving out toxic emissions. Owners of marques such as Skoda, Audi and Seat found that the exhaust pipes of their vehicles have been spewing out the views of Donald Trump, with owners reporting that in some cases even their sat-navs left Mexico off the map. And then directed drivers to Russia because it's, quote, misunderstood. And brilliant. VW admit, of course, they fake tests to make it seem as though cars were emitting exhaust fumes rather than the toxic views of our president-elect, the US president-elect. A fact which only came to light when a man in Kettering looked out of his window to see his car trying to grope the neighbour's cat. So-called Dieselgate then. Not long ago, we were told by the Labour government to buy diesel cars because they were cleaner. Gordon Brown even cut tax on them to encourage drivers to switch from petrol. Now we're being told the opposite. So diesel very much in the news for many reasons. On the line, welcome to Talk Radio in the afternoon, is Jim Holder. He's the editorial director for Autocar. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us. So, okay, VW then. There's a class action. This is after the emissions thing. So tell us where we are in the story now.
Yeah, so we're just over a year now since the scandal broke. The owners in the UK, there's 10,000 of them of a potential 1.2 million cars affected in the UK. Yeah. They've got together with a legal firm. They're going to launch class action looking for around £3,000 each of compensation. They're angered because in Europe, at least, VW has refused to pay any compensation, whereas in America, affected owners have been paid up to £8,000 for every car.
So why is that? Why did it work in America? Is it because they're sort of more suey?
No, it's not actually. The regulations in America around emissions are much more stringent, and it's much clearer that the VW Group broke the regulations as they stood. Now, European regulations are written in a much broader and less direct fashion. And therefore, VW is arguing, with some degree of success, I would have to say, that it hasn't actually broken any regulations, even by running these cheap devices. The regulations are so poorly written, you might say, or at least have so many loopholes in them, that VW is saying it hasn't broken them, and therefore there's no need to pay compensation.
Okay, so what do you think the chances of the people trying to sue them, where do they stand?
Yeah, it's always a difficult one when something goes to court, but I have to say my personal viewpoint is that there isn't much of a case for VW to answer. It can clearly demonstrate that with regulatory approval, it has provided a fix that returns the cars in exactly the order they said they should be in. There's no loss of performance, MPG, no greater emissions.
Yep.
There's a lot of studies that prove the cars haven't lost any value on the second-hand market. And therefore, I think they'll turn around and say, we're fixing the cars, therefore, why do you need compensating? You're not losing anything.
And the reason, and I was reading this earlier, so the reason people are even attempting this lawsuit is because they've sort of turned it into an environmental thing where people said, well, I bought that car because I thought it would be cleaner, and I've damaged the environment accidentally, and it's your fault. Is that more or less what's going on?
Yeah, that seems to be the only sort of valid argument, and it seems a strange one. I take the point of view of that, but I think if that is the case, then it's down perhaps to governments to take action against Volkswagen as opposed to individuals.
Yeah.
You know, the environmental concerns of the individual can surely be wrapped up in a much wider package. But, you know, this is an emotive subject. It's just my view. But it does seem strange for individuals, to my mind, to be chasing VW.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned governments there, because I just wanted to touch on that as well, because this is goes back to sort of Labour, of course, with the when Gordon Brown slashed taxes on diesel cars because we were told that diesel cars were going to be better for the environment, so everyone was encouraged to switch to petrol with financial incentives and so on and so forth. I'm one of those people, and now it turns out I'm going to have to pay more tax because they got it all wrong.
Yeah, so it's an interesting argument. So the one of the undeniable issues is that CO2 is reduced if you run a diesel on the whole. If you run a diesel car, you will emit less CO2, but you will emit more NOx gases, which the focus is now on, and which are much more harmful in a local environment to human health. So at the moment, the tax breaks for diesel are retained, and there is an argument, you know, which of these pollutants is more important, which do we want to incentivize for or against, CO2 or NOx?
Yep.
And at the moment, diesel is favored, but that is changing. You can be hearing more and more about diesels being banned from some city centers, yep, and tax regulations changing. And that will shift how people buy cars, and I think that is starting to happen. You can see less and less diesels being registered. You know, it still accounts for almost half of all cars, but that is starting to dip, and probably over the next 5 to 10 years we are at some kind of tipping point where petrol will take supremacy again.
So if I, as a person who went with the government's incentives to switch to diesel, and then my car, because of that now, is going to be worth less on the second-hand market... can I sue Gordon Brown, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, you can have a go if you want to. I think you'll be very optimistic if you were to succeed. But
it's worth a try, isn't it? Listen, Jim, thank you very much indeed. That's Jim Holder. He's the editorial director for Autocar, bringing us up to date on hashtag Dieselgate. That's, it's a scandal, and it's a gate, obviously. Your reactions, then. Should cars. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you got up this morning and saw your car emitting noxious viewpoints, such as the words of Donald Trump out of its exhaust, or saw your car trying to grope your neighbour's cat, then we want to hear about that as well. Same number applies. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's just gone 1:30 now. Here's Victoria. She's got the news and everything.
Talk Radio. The Health Secretary has admitted NHS emergency care is patchy and has fallen over in some places. But Jeremy Hunt has rejected comments from the British Red Cross that the health service in England is facing a humanitarian crisis. The Liberal Democrats' health spokesperson Norman Lamb has told Talk Radio it can't carry on like this.
I think that partisan politics has failed ultimately to come up with a solution. And that's why I keep repeating my plea to the Prime Minister to work across parties to establish a process that will give us a once-in-a-lifetime settlement.
The Prime Minister says the first step in her plans to improve mental health services in England is to provide more support in schools. Theresa May has given her first major speech on social health reform and says the issue has been a hidden injustice in the country. The RMT has told Talk Radio today's tube strike is down to London Mayor Sadiq Khan. The mayor has called the 24-hour walkout in a row about ticket office closures completely unnecessary. Limited services are operating at 70% of stations. In the last few minutes, unions have announced that thousands of nuclear workers will be balloted over strike action. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Police in Paris are questioning 16 people over last year's gunpoint robbery of Kim Kardashian West. It's understood authorities had carried out a series of raids after finding DNA evidence at the scene. And thousands of motorists are taking legal action against Volkswagen after the 2015 emissions rigging scandal. The car maker admitted 11 million vehicles around the world were affected. Lawyers claim owners could receive £3,000 or £4,000. The weather: rain in the southeast, blustery showers in the north with some sunny spells. Wintry showers are likely over higher ground, highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
She's just talking about that story.
I know, I heard.
In the news. You could have used a bit of it. If you'd have asked, you could have had a bit of that. Mm. For news, couldn't you?
Get our permission, though.
You could have clipped
I don't up. Need your permission to take a clip from whatever you put out on air. I just choose not to bother with you most of the time. It's only happened twice.
But we had Jim Holder there, the editorial
Jim
director
Holder.
From Autocom.
Yep. Big Jimmy H.
That's me. John H.
Your little Jimmy H. Oh.
Jim Best. Jimmy.
Very small.
I don't know what your name is.
Anyway, you can. What I'm saying is to enhance your news, Victoria, if you'd like a bit of that.
I don't think that is going to enhance it.
Incisive interview that I did there with about that story you're running with.
Yeah, but
then you are welcome to it.
I might not bother mentioning it again.
It's not very responsible journalism, is it?
No, I just like to pepper in different stories.
I've noticed that before. Normally it's the same.
That's not true, John.
Okay. In an hour's time, though, bonus news.
Bonus news.
So in an hour, your bulletins are short, aren't they? Small.
Well, they've been like this for a while now, so who remembers the old days?
We do. And so...
Because for convenience for this bit.
Yeah, we've still got more time to fill because of your laziness. And you get paid the same.
Surely you should have got used to filling it by now.
In an hour's time, obviously...
I don't know why you're smirking.
You started it. Animal, vegetable or mineral. Today we're on to... Vegetable.
Vegetable.
News.
Yeah. Good. I don't want to do it.
In an hour's time. In an hour's time, bonus vegetable news is on the way.
Is it?
Yes.
What happens if I don't do it?
Then it's not on the way.
Very little.
But you'll be letting the nation down, Victoria.
She's cracked.
How your little fan base you've got now just will text in, won't they? And ask for it.
I don't know.
You know, they like it.
I can't believe she's worked it out. She doesn't do it. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, I could try that one out, Dave.
Let's not. You've got people to please here.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, so that's coming up in an hour's time. As well as our guest today, the comedian Scott Gibson, of course, will be joining us on the programme in the next bit of it, by the way. Headline Hijack, I'll explain that momentarily, and Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Come on the radio, tell us why, and be rewarded with an exciting gift prize. Marta, press a button now, and then we'll do the other thing I mentioned.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, headline Hijack then on the way very shortly. The news is back at 2 o'clock. but we'd like your help with it. For it is your job to confuse the nation. The nation who aren't listening to this bit, which, let's face it, is the whole nation. Listening as they are to other radio stations, making us the 32nd most popular radio station in Britain out of a possible 39. Now, if you know words, we'd like you to write some of them down in the form of a text or a tweet and send them to us in the form of a news story. A made-up one, a news fakery. You know the kind of thing that the liberal media seem to object to at the moment, the fake news? Well, we positively encourage it. Fake your way in. Confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. They'll get back, won't they, from lunch, and they'll switch the radio on and they'll hear it and they'll go, oh, the news must be true. But it's not, is it? Because one of the bit in it's a lie. Lie, lie. Stop. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like and talk. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate.
Right, what's been coming in then? Let's have a look at it. Let's have a look at it now. Let's have a look.
Have you got one there?
Yes.
One that's come in, Dave. One? Go on. Yeah, go on, Dave.
It's from Sally.
Yes. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally. Sally says, Donald Trump, the US president-elect, has accidentally confused the Dalai Lama with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump tweeted him, thanking him for his peaceful ways, and says he wants to arrange a meeting. In an act of misdiplomacy, North Korea has now begun to deploy its nuclear arsenal.
See, that's not that weird, though.
The problem is, those ones are getting more and more likely, aren't they?
Well, didn't he message Kim Jong-il and say that he wanted to have a Well, the other one then. Yeah. So they wanted to have a burger with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not... I think that actually happened. So it's not that weird.
Mad.
Come on, Sally, try harder. Nicola Sturgeon has warned Theresa May she's not bluffing on the promise of a second independence referendum if Scotland is forced into a hard Brexit. She also told the PM, just to annoy her, that she, Nicola Sturgeon, also bought those £900 leather trousers on sale for £250 on Boxing Day. Just to wind her up a bit. Got one more there, have you? Have you?
Yeah, Jason.
That was from Neil, by the way, that one.
Oh, thanks, Neil. This is from Jason. People in the UK are being advised to stay aware of the skies as an airborne disease is harmless to humans but fatal to pigeons has spread in cold conditions overnight. This is leading to hundreds of birds dropping dead mid-flight and falling from seemingly nowhere. Hospitals are reporting a heightened number of visitors claiming to have been struck by dead birds.
Mm. Thank you very much, Jason. Over to you, then. You've got 20 minutes to get your made-up lie to us. One of them must make it into the news at 2 o'clock. Them is the rules. After that, we'll meet a lonely luncher as well. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, you know this is the home of the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We'll throw open its mouldering pita bread doors once again to induct another member within. And if you're lunching alone, it could well be you. Email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the new year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag Event. Participating retailers only. Selected stock only. Limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
At Thomson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thomson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thomson.co.uk for details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4-metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yay! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Somerset on the M5 southbound, seeing slow traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire between junction 24 for Bridgewater South and 25 for Taunton, although all lanes have been reopened. Stop-start traffic in Cambridgeshire on the A14 westbound at junction 30 for Dry Drayton Road due to an accident. In North Tyneside, the A19 in both directions, heavy around the Silverlink roundabout in the roadworks. And disruption in London on the tubes today due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we were talking about the... hi, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, live, by the way. About the Dieselgate story. Today's big story, of course, is that British drivers are attempting to sue Volkswagen due to... Volkswagen.
Get the pronunciation right.
Beg your pardon. You promised me a Volkswagen. Emissions scandal involving them faking the emissions of various VW-owned brand cars, including Skoda, Seat and Audi. And now it seems some British drivers are going to try and sue them. We had the editor or director of Autocorin earlier saying that he didn't think they were going to be very successful. Anyway, a lot of reactions coming in to car emissions, Dave. What's coming in?
Yeah, Danny's text us on 87222 saying, people shouldn't be surprised, John. Diesel's clearly the fourth worst fuel after Azel, Beazel and Ceasel.
Yes.
But of course, don't try using an easel.
No.
Because that will never work in a car. And this other one's anonymous, but it just says, if Gordon Brown likes diesel so much, why doesn't he marry it?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a very good point. Keep your reactions coming in. This is coming from Thomas as well. As I said, we are the 32nd most popular station out of a possible 39
Hello.
In the country. Thomas has put, why such big numbers? Actually, you're number 7, if you think about it. You're the 7th most unpopular radio station in the UK. So perhaps you should go with that. Sounds better than 30. You too. Thank you, Thomas. Good. Thanks for your help. Right, now the news, as we've been hearing as well, is quite complicated today. We know that there's a picture on the front of the Daily Express today of the Queen next to the word 4 inches. I think they're unrelated stories, if I'm honest. I don't know, I haven't checked. But anyway, that's on the front of the Express. What else we have here? The Times, of course, gets a picture of the recovering Queen on as well, along with Theresa May's calls for revolution in child mental health care, of course. That's the news today. It's a lot about the Arctic weather, a lot about the mental health. Boris has gone to meet Trump's top team. The news is very complicated.
John.
Yes.
Just can't get my head around it.
No, well, lots can't, actually, Dave, and that's why we like to help here on this programme, by inviting you to allow us to analyse the news on your behalf. And the way we like to do it is, of course, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Now, ordinarily, Cornelius of this parish will read out the... Well, the Japanese poetry, yeah. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, it's the new haikus. But today, he's off. On Friday, Chloe did them for us in the news in High Chloe's. But it's all right, because the northern miserable git is back. Ass broadcast is through the glass. Here she is, she's from Hull, with the news, you know, the only place made more miserable when she goes there. The news in Hull Coos.
Tackles men tull health, then invites Trump over. Coincidence?
Ooh, the news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Leads us all the way, of course, to the doorstep of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. That's where we are. That's what we have. That is a service we offer and provide, making those who are lunching alone slightly fewer lonely by inviting them onto the radio to tell us why they're lunching alone and indulge in some idle chit and also some chat. And you do not go away empty-handed. You go away clutching one of the exciting John Holmes Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon weekday Tupperware Hall of Despair gift prizes. Details of that coming up very shortly. So let's meet today's Lonely Luncher then. The newest member, the newest inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. It's Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. Good. Lonely.
Lonely. Well, that's the point of the exercise, of course. So, now, for a start, why are you lonely? Why are you lunching alone?
There's nobody around to lunch with.
It's a very good and strong answer. But why? Why, Sarah? Why aren't they around? What are they doing?
They all seem to be at work and not available to lunch with.
I see.
And they don't want to watch what I'm eating.
Now we come to the crux of it.
Yeah, here it is.
What are you eating?
I'm eating spinach and tempeh.
Right. Dave, you've got your hand up.
What? It's a quick question.
It's fermented soybean.
Dave, you got your hand up?
What?
It's an Indonesian vegetable protein. It's really good.
Ooh, it sounds delicious.
I mean, you're not selling it to us that well, Sarah, if I'm honest. But I'm gonna bow to your... Is it a regular diet of yours, the Indonesian soya...
No, it's really hard to find.
Muck.
Well, nobody else seems to eat it.
Oh, well, I'm well. No. So, where did you discover this delicacy?
Whole Foods.
Of course you did. Did you not go sort of backpacking around Indonesia and then think it was delicious and then come home and go, oh, I need some of that? Or did you just find it in a health food shop?
No, I did that first.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad about that. So, that's where you first tried it. Is it not like, though, when you go on holiday and you have, you know, I mean, I remember going on holiday to Greece once. And had a cocktail that was seemingly bright blue. And then I tracked down whatever they put in it and bought it home with me. And then when I got it home, of course, it was disgusting. Is it not like that? Where it tastes good on holiday, but then rubbish when you get back?
But you still keep a little bit of the holiday feeling with you.
Oh, that's nice.
I still feel that it's not grey outside and there are other people around.
Yeah.
It brings back some memories. It makes me feel good about that.
Did you eat alone all the time while you were in Indonesia as well?
No, there were lots of people to eat with.
If
you're drinking, then there's always people.
Yeah, all right. So this is your mistake then, isn't it? You should be eating your whole food and your spinach, but drinking heavily throughout. And then you'll find that friends Friends flock. Flock. Thank you. Yeah, flock. No?
That's a really good idea.
Are you on a health kick, or is this is it a January thing, or are you a regular sort of health freak, Sarah?
It's just tasty food.
Okay. No one believes you, but all right, fine. But you know, I haven't tried it, so maybe you can pop some in the post or something, or text some to me, and I'll.
I'm sure I could do that.
What's it called again?
Tempeh.
And how are you spelling it?
T-E-M-P-E-H.
Tempeh. Tiny tempeh.
Tiny tempeh.
Is it a big bowl?
It's probably bigger than tiny tempeh.
Okay, fine. So, all right, lunch alone, because people eschew your freaky healthy eating habits. We've established that. But when you are there at work, Sarah, do you work? What do you do? Where do you do it?
I work part-time, but mostly work remotely.
Okay, fine. And what do you do when you're doing that?
I work for a consultant. I'm a consultant for a legal business.
Oh, okay. All right. And you do that in terms of consulting. What happens? Someone, a lawyer rings you up for some consulting?
You can't make this interesting.
Hey, we're trying.
Yeah, it can't. It honestly can't make, we can't make 3 hours of radio interesting, but we give it our best shot. I'll be honest with you. So, let's give it a go. Look, right, so someone... So, come on, let's make come legal on. Consultancy the most fascinating topic for the next couple of minutes, all right, Sarah? Come on, let's do it together. Okay. Give me one exciting thing about legal consultancy. Come on! Come on.
Oh, God, why am I doing it? You're making me question my life choices.
Yeah, why are you doing it then? Why?
I'm not sure.
Right. Was it a constant...
Maybe this is why I'm alone.
It's partly the reason, yes. I think you need to change your whole lifestyle, Sarah. Where do you... Okay,
I think so.
Where do you live?
I'm living in Norfolk.
You live in Norfolk? Oh, God, that's not good either, is it? Oh.
No, people are really strange here.
They are, aren't they? Why do you... You're not from Norfolk, then. You live in Norfolk, right?
No, I am from Norfolk.
Oh, fine. So you're allowed to say that they're strange, because you're one of them.
I'm one of them. Yeah. It's my people.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Norfolk?
Near Great Yarmouth.
All right. I once saw... this might have got a Great Yarmouth anecdote for you. Do you want it?
Yes. Okay, I love Great Yarmouth anecdotes.
Here it comes. I once saw both members, not one, both members of the band Tears for Fears walking down the high street in Great Yarmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's better than my Great Yarmouth story.
Go on.
I've never been to Great Yarmouth.
That's... No, you're still
out.
My story's probably as good as yours.
Yeah, yeah. It's fair. Have you ever seen any members of an 80s band in Great Yarmouth, Sarah? Good chat now, good chat.
Not of an 80s band.
Any band?
S Club 7.
That'll do.
Oh. 90s. All of them?
Oh,
how many of 7?
Hit all the time.
Chuckle Brothers.
The what?
She has the Chuckle Brothers.
The Chuckle Brothers? Are they from... What? Were they from...
No,
there?
They're always playing at the pier.
All right, fine. All right. It's very much like the Golden Globes, but in Norfolk, isn't it? The glamour.
Yeah.
The glamour. All right, look. Okay, we've established your health food kick. That's good. I think we've all learned something there. And what we've learned is we don't want that. And we've tried to make legal consultancy interesting and failed. So all that remains now, Sarah, is to offer you a gift prize for being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's very simple. I think you'll find your lunchtime has been improved. Am I right?
You're completely right.
There you go. And now we'll improve it further. What you'll hear now is some, terrible music. Here comes the terrible music. Here it comes. Right, now, and then you'll hear a list of gift prizes, Sarah. From the list, you can choose one, and we will send it to you to Norfolk, if indeed you have the postal service there. Ears down, you'll hear a list of things and then a short description of the things, and then you choose one. Here we go with the first one.
A Talk Radio mug.
If this doesn't break in the post, you're doing better than most.
Well, that rhymed good.
I know.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
I imagine there are no metros this morning near here because apparently London completely shuts down because of any tube strike and no one can do anything absolutely at all ever.
A Talk Sport mug.
That reminds me, I need to reply to the Talk Sport All Stuff email asking, where have all the mugs gone?
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Do you know what? I needed a new book to start this weekend, and I had three copies of this on my bedside table, but I still chose an autobiography of the first US Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton,
Unbelievable. I write a book. I pour my heart and my soul, Sarah, into writing a book that comes out last September. Dave somehow got three copies, and he still hasn't bothered to read it.
I haven't bought any of them either. They're all free.
That's disgraceful.
Isn't it, though?
You call himself your friend?
No.
I really don't.
Charming, poignant masterclass in comedy writing. The Press Association. Available at amazon.co.uk.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
I cannot think of a single human being that would ever choose to use one of these. Even Ray Stubbs uses a talk radio mug.
And he works for them.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
We must point out for legal reasons that it is 2016, but what better way to relive the glorious year that just was?
There you go. And you thought legality was boring, Sarah. There you go. Look at that.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
We've ordered more of these, despite the fact it was a clerical error. We sent an email asking for a calendar, and Cornelius cannot read, type, or spell.
Yeah, so we ended up with a colander. Which of those would you like, Sarah? Any one of those could be yours and be on the way to Norfolk for you to enjoy with your food.
I would like the autobiography.
Yeah, you go.
You can have one of mine, if I'm honest.
Yeah, bring one in, Dave. there you go. Also, it could be signed with the name of any author you like.
That's great.
Any author?
Jeffrey Archer.
Brilliant. I'll sign it. Jeffrey Archer. And it's on the way to you, Sarah. Thank you very much. That's Sarah. She's in Norfolk. She eats weirdly and is a legal consultant. And once saw S Club 7 in Great Yarmouth walking down the street. There. You could be in the Tupperware Hall of Despair and on the receiving end of a gift prize. All you need to do is email this. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the obvious email. Aspodcast will then call you back. You won't understand a word she's saying because she's northern. However, eventually we'll come to some sort of agreement whereby you come on the radio. That's more or less how it works. Okay, now, 2 minutes to 2 o'clock. So, Headline Hijack is on the way next. With a made-up news story, waiting in the wings. A made-up story to confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme. You've been sending them in. Thank you very much for them. Only one can get in the news, though. There can be only one. So let's find out who has sent in today's news lie that will come out of Victoria masquerading as truth today. Dave, who sent it in?
Ron Lewis.
Ron Lewis. And where's Ron Lewis from?
Ron Lewis is in Gravesend, John, where it's currently 8 degrees.
Thank you. So Ron Lewis, he or she has got his or her made-up news story in the news next. After that, Sophie's with us for some work experience punditry. Also to come on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, the diversity paper review today. A different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme on the dial. We will be giving away a chance for you to take part in the London Marathon, which, of course, is full, but if you didn't get in or someone you know didn't get in, then keep listening, because we have a place to give away in the London Marathon. Plus, of course, today's mystery object competition. Later, I'll hold up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify that object and you could win £5,000.
£5,000 not available.
It's 2 o'clock. We'll take the news next with Victoria. It's Talk Radio. I'm John.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required, excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Enjoy best ever prices on our Christmas special sofas. But hurry, best ever prices end today. DFS.
We love home. A good night's sleep, the smell of toast wafting up the stairs, and coming home to our mess exactly how we left it. We love knowing everything's okay. That's why we created the Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It can speak up and alert your mobile if there's a problem at home, and silently test itself up to 400 times a day. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or, if you're in the trade,
Become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Van Buster now on. CLS Timber, 38 by 63 by 2400 mil, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and here's Victoria now with the news at 2.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Hunt admits A&E care is patchy, Rolf Harris goes on trial, and VW sued over emission scandal.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says the current strain on the NHS in England is not unusual. It's after the Red Cross warned the health service is facing a humanitarian crisis. That claim has been denied by the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, who's admitted emergency services have fallen over in some places. Theresa May insists there is no shortage of cash.
We have put that extra funding into the NHS. As you know, we asked the NHS to produce its own five-year plan, which they did. They said it would require £8 billion of extra spending. We've actually put £10 billion of extra spending in. So I recognise the pressures.
Meanwhile, the PM has outlined a package of reforms she says will help end the stigma around mental health. The plans include training for teachers in England so they can provide mental health first aid for pupils. London Underground says limited services are operating at almost 70% of its stations despite a strike by staff. RMT and the TSSA union members have walked out because of a row about ticket office closures. Around 16,000 nuclear workers across the UK are to be balloted for strikes and a row over pensions. Unions are protesting at plans to make savings of £660 million. Rolf Harris has gone on trial accused of sex attacks over a period spanning 3 decades. The 86-year-old former entertainer denies charges of indecent and sexual assault relating to 7 women and girls. And Volkswagen is being sued over its emissions rigging scandal. Thousands of car owners are taking action against the car maker, which could see it pay out billions of pounds. Jim Holder from motoring magazine Autocar has been speaking to John Holmes.
They're going to launch class action looking for around £3,000 each of compensation. They're angered because in Europe, at least, VW has refused to pay any compensation, whereas in America, affected owners have been paid up to £8,000.
Talk Radio national weather.
That's how you do the
classic
news.
Classic Jimmy Holder.
There you go.
You happy?
Yep.
Thought I'd entertain you in that way.
Thank you very much.
Shall I do the weather?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it? Sing the jingle for me?
She got the weather, she's called Victoria. She got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Thanks, John and Dave, for that little beat.
You're welcome.
Rain in the southeast.
Plus 3.
By the way, why are you joining in? Because it didn't say Victoria and Dave have got the weather. It just said Victoria's got the weather. So stop it. Rain in the southeast, blustery showers in the north with some sunny spells, and wintry showers are likely over higher ground. Highs of 10 degrees.
There's more in half an hour. And it will contain Victoria's bonus news. Already she's been in here saying, we're doing vegetable news today. Yes, we are. She said, I've just found a story. Shall I do this? And then told me a really horrible vegetable story involving death. So I said, not that one.
Nah. Just funny ones. Like if they get inserted anywhere.
Yeah. So
I've never done a vegetable insertion story.
I just put the word story on the end of that.
Or what you were alluding to, FYI.
I think we'll move on. So, now here's Ben. I wonder if he has. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea captain John Terry has taken to social media to dispute the red card he was given in their 4-1 FA Cup win over Peterborough and says he'll appeal it. The defender was sent off for a challenge on Lee Angol. In his Instagram post, Terry says referee Kevin Friend will realise he didn't touch the striker when he watches it back. The last FA Cup third round tie is played this evening with Sky Bet League 2 Cambridge United taking on Championship promotion hopefuls Leeds. You can hear the whole game live over on TalkSport 2. Finally, rugby. England will be without Chris Robshaw for their entire Six Nations title defence after he had an operation on his shoulder. The flanker was injured playing for his club side Harlequins on New Year's Day. He'll be out for around 12 weeks. Eddie Jones's side open up their tournament against France on the 4th of February. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Kanye West has stolen the limelight at yet another awards ceremony. He stumbled on stage looking slightly confused as he interrupted the acceptance speech by the cast and crew of La La Land and last night's Golden Globes, shouting that Beyonce has the best music video of all time.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news live from her mouth. And Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Next, Sophie is here. She is our work experience pundit today. We'll be talking all things television. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, in the rest of the programme, just before we talk to Sophie, let me tell you, you could win a place, or get a place. We have a place to give away, certainly, in this year's London Marathon. Now, the London Marathon is full up, of course. There are thousands and thousands of people want to run the London Marathon, and only a limited number, really, of places available to do so. Thousands went without. If you know someone who wants to do it, or you want to do it, we have a place to give away. Details coming up on the programme later. There is also today's diversity paper review. Of course, each day a different diversity reviews the papers on this programme, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock... today's mystery quiz. Monday mystery quiz is back. Today it's a mystery object. I'll be holding something up in front of the microphone here in the studio. All you have to do is identify it and you could win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 never has been up for grabs and never will be.
Up for grabs on the programme.
Never up for grabs on no programme.
In today's mystery object quiz, £5,000.
£5,000 not available at all.
You're hearing in the news there, of course, that Theresa May has said there are some problems with the NHS. Jeremy Hunt, the Health Secretary, saying there was nowhere near the levels of a humanitarian crisis as some newspapers and indeed employees of the NHS are reporting. So that leads us very neatly to today's text-in. Of course it does, because you've got Theresa May. Watch how I cleverly do this, Link.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
You ready? Watch and learn how a radio presenter presents the radio.
I'm watching. I'm not going to bank on learning.
Here we go. Jeremy Hunt has said one thing about the NHS.
Yes.
Theresa May has said another thing about the NHS. One could argue that they're not both singing from the same hymn sheet. That's singing. The NHS is the story.
Hymn sheet, okay.
Today's texting, yeah. Music and the NHS. I'll give you an example. You can text your...
What about music and... What about hymns in the NHS?
No, it's music.
That would have been better.
Music in the NHS. Are you ready? Yeah. This is how they're going to go, right? So you can text these in. We'll take them all afternoon. We'll do it. 8722.
Stay messages with the top.
How's the radio?
There is it.
Fracture goes to Hollywood. See? Easy. Something to do with the NHS, something to do with music, isn't it? Fracture goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Dialysis straits. Something to do with the NHS. Something to do with...
Band-Aid.
Well, no. No, I'm going to let you have that one, because that's like a thing.
Dr. Dre.
No.
I've got one. Oh, for once.
Sophie's got one.
M.R.I.A. Carey.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's
that
good. Really
that
good.
Is very good. That is, see?
That is really
there
good.
There you go. Pediatrician Diddy. Okay, fine. Anyway, so, yeah, we'll run that. So, 8722.
Start a message with the talk. Start a message with any word you like.
Right, you know that Sophie's here anyway, so... Work experience punditry. Oh, smear test dummies. Work experience punditry is where we drag our work experience in from the office, where ordinarily they will be tasked with, you know, photocopying the cups of tea and that kind of thing. But not round here, they're not. Not on this show. We give them proper work experience by putting them front and centre in the microphone area to review things for us. Training, as we are, liking to give something back to the next generation of broadcasters and critics. And it is in no way, we don't do it just because we don't have to pay them. That's not what it is, Sophie. That's definitely not what it is, no. Sophie is our regular TV reviewer. She's here because it's a Monday. How are you, Sophie?
Hello, I'm okay.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah,
happy
you too.
Happy New Year. Can we still say that? I think we're okay.
Yeah.
What date do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Until you've seen everyone in that year.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't see anyone until November?
You can still say it, I suppose.
No, I think January's your cut-off. I think it's who, if you haven't seen them, but end of Jan, you can probably still get away with it. I sent an email this morning with Happy New Year on, and it didn't seem weird. It was fine.
Okay.
And the person replied with Happy New Year as well. So
okay.
I think it's still all right.
All right.
As a social, just to, you know, get some of the social
normities.
Yeah. Anyway, so how was your time? How was your festive time?
It was very nice, thank you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's the banter over with.
Yep.
Let's move on to what on earth you're reviewing today.
Okay. So first up is Revolting on BBC Two, which is from the guys behind the satirical comedy The Revolution Will Be Televised, which is the two guys called Jolin Rubinstein and Hayden Prowse. And it is very good.
Is it?
It's rather funny.
Right, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't actually. No,
really?
No, just the way you were leading into it. I just thought that was going to be, and it's just not very good.
No.
But, oh,
there
okay.
You go.
Oh, is it? Have we got a clip before?
We do, I think so.
All right, so this is Revolting on BBC Two. All right, here we go.
The managers have decided to take a more hands-on approach with the A&D department.
Got it.
Clear!
It's been denied.
Look, date of birth, look. Clear! Mother's maiden name.
What?
Why are you lot never boofer?
Can I help? Do you know this man's pen?
No, I'm a doctor. Last attempt.
Denied. Who wants to call it?
He's gone.
I mean, it's always incredibly sad losing a patient, but I think the hardest part is informing the families that they couldn't afford to save them.
His heart still beating? I can save him?
No. He's gone.
But they really do take solace in the knowledge that their loved one's death saved the NHS probably thousands of pounds.
It's timely, certainly, isn't it, with the NHS, who we're talking about there. So,
it is, yeah. They also do a clip, or not a clip, a sketch on the VW fuel emission scandal.
That we've been talking about today. Right, how does that one go?
There is a man, and it's all live in real life. So they go into the VW garage undercover.
Yes.
And there's a guy with his so-called father who is very ill, and they decide that actually the best way to kill him is to use the fuel emissions from the VW.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is, well, you liked it, so I haven't seen it, so I can't possibly pass comment. I saw something in the press about it, because they got in trouble for a sketch about ISIS wives.
Yes, the Real Housewives of ISIS.
That's right.
Which was quite funny, but also very offending at the same time.
Wow.
But that's the point of the whole thing. It's a very brave humour, kind of really on the edge.
It's surprising it's on BBC Two, though, isn't it? Because you'd think BBC Three would be its natural home.
Well, I think the original one they did, The Revolution Will Be Televised, was on BBC Three.
Yeah.
And now they have stepped up a notch to BBC Two.
I see. And what time, when's it on?
Tuesdays at 10.
Okay. I hadn't previously been aware of it. I find myself quite unaware of television now. I don't know why.
I don't really watch television.
No, I don't. I don't know anyone who does.
I watched Sherlock last night and that was it.
I haven't watched that either.
Mm. Yeah, that is, yeah.
But like, so you're the only person I know who watches television. I think that's it. It's quite odd though, isn't it? You just don't watch. Mm. I mean, it's all going to change how people consume this kind of stuff, I think. But I just do not watch television.
Look how ahead of the game we are. It's all going to change, guys.
It is.
3 years ago, it's all going to change.
Yeah. It's already changing. Mark my
words. Mark our words.
Yeah, we watch. Or don't. in terms of, you know, sketch shows to a penny kind of thing, I mean, what differentiates it between that and Other sketch shows.
I think for me it was kind of like a mix of Trigger Happy TV and Have I Got News For You.
Right.
So it's kind of got the prank side of it as they go into kind of the actual public and ask them questions and,
yep.
and things like that. But it's also got the sketch aspect of it. So it's kind of a mix, which I quite liked.
Yeah.
Which you don't often get. Often it's just one or the other, pretty much.
Yeah. So they're unique spin.
Yeah.
It's just to take two existing things.
And put them together.
Put them together in the
that
same
is what television is.
Yeah.
More or less,
yeah.
that is what it
works
is.
Works quite so well for most things.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we could. I mean, if it's that easy, I don't know, pick a television program, Dave. Pick any television program.
I'm going to pick The Night Manager.
Yeah. All right, fine. And now you pick a television program, Sophie. Come on, you're the TV
watcher.
It's
really difficult. Tipping Point.
I don't know what that is.
It's that game show on ITV with Ben Shepherd?
Yeah.
What is it?
You know those 2P machines that...
it's a huge one.
Well, right, well, there you go. So here's my unique television spin, mm-hmm. taking two existing ideas and putting them together. Tom Hiddleston, Olivia Colman, and Hugh Laurie are lying on a shelf.
And then what happens?
And then...
Ben Shepherd
and some big pushy paddles has to put... No, they're lying on three separate shelves. And the idea is at the top Tom Hiddleston, next shelf down to Olivia Colman, next one to Hugh Laurie. And to win, you've got to push Tom Hiddleston off the thing, like the 2P machines. He's got to fall down at the correct time, push Olivia Colman off her shelf.
Yeah.
And she then lands on or next to Hugh Laurie, pushing him off his shelf. And then if they all fall off together, then you win them.
Forever.
Yes, and that's my new television idea. See, it's just two ideas mashed together. Simple, this television good. Lark, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can't improve on that, if I'm honest.
No.
I think ITV would go for that.
Yes, so do I. Anyway, we're going to tease us, if you will, Sophie, as to what we were talking about after the traffic and travel.
Okay, well, have you ever thought that instead of people kind of battling out to be Sir Alan's new business partner, that there should be a TV show for the new MI5 recruit?
No, but well, I imagine there is one.
There is.
Of course there is. Good. All right, that's because someone's seen The Night Manager, which has got a spy in it. And The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And they've gone, merge those two things. It's easy, this television. Right, okay, we'll talk about whatever that is. Next on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the new year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Right now, you can get 50% off a new boiler from British Gas in our biggest boiler sale. You only pay the full price for installation, but you'll have to be quick. Our biggest boiler sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. To reserve your new boiler, just visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. But hurry, you only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. Get in touch and reserve your new boiler for half price. The clock's ticking. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, the M61 southbound, there's one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident and fuel spillage between Junction 8 for Chorley and 6 for Horwich. In Greater Manchester, the M56 eastbound, two lanes closed due to an accident between 5 for Manchester Airport and at Junction 3 for Bagley, although traffic is moving. In Yeovil, queuing on the A30 Sherborne Road in both directions near Lyde Road. And in London, severe disruption on the tube network today due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today's text in, by the way, if you'd like to join in with it, because you're at, a loose end and you've got hands and you can type, is very simply music and the NHS. We've been hearing about the NHS in the news, of course. Both Theresa May and Jeremy Hunt aren't singing, it seems, from the same hymn sheet. That leads me to music. They're talking about the NHS. Music and the NHS. A lot coming in. Jeff's been on with Call for CAT scans. That's a good one. Jeff again. Unavailable beds are burning.
Right, Jeff has been on fire. He's tweeted in about 7.
Well, his beds are unavailable and they're burning, so yeah. It's not surprising he's on fire.
The best one, my favourite one of his, is accident and emergency low green.
That's good.
That is really good.
That is good. Dead Schringer for love, says Jeff again. Jeff's gone mad. But Gary is on with Sluicy and the Banshees and the J. Giles bandage. Anything else, Dave?
I've done some.
Have you?
Yeah.
Go on then. God.
X-razor light.
That's so bad.
The X-ray factor.
What?
X-ray Charles. X-Rage Against the Machine. The X-X-Ray.
Have they all got... Have you just gone down the route of X-rays?
OX-Racist.
Bring your porter to the slaughter. Hospital porter, isn't it? To the intensive care bears.
What? X-Radiohead. X-Radiohead.
Care Bears aren't a band, are they? Have I missed something?
No. X, what is it? X Care Bears.
Intensive Care Bears. Oh, it's from Ronnie.
Well, Intensive Care is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but Care Bears aren't a band.
No, that's very true.
It's from Ronnie, though, so that makes sense.
No. So, that's still a new feature.
Just spot it. Right. Rolling kidney stones. Anyway, let's do some more television.
X-ray and I'm on
time. Stop it now! If you'd like to join in with that waste of time, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Music and the NHS. Right, Sophie's with us. We've already talked about, what's it called? Revolting.
Yeah.
Which is a new sketch show on BBC Two that Sophie kind of liked. And now we are moving on to something to do with spies.
Yes, it's called Spies.
Right.
And it's the new Channel 4 show, which is trying to find out how regular members of the public can become the new James Bond.
Right.
Basically. So they got a group of people who obviously applied to be on the show.
Yeah.
And they whittled it down to 15 men and women who are going to be on the show to find out if they have what it takes to become an MI5 recruit.
So all they're going to really be doing is sort of sitting bored at a desk, photocopying, and just like being quite miserable and wondering why it doesn't live up to the sort of film hype.
Well, obviously for the show, they've dramatised how amazing a spy can be.
Yeah.
So,
but it's not a realistic depiction of what life's really like, is it? Let's be honest.
Probably not, no.
So this is like The Apprentice.
It's basically The Apprentice. However, instead of becoming a businessman with Lord Sugar, I say you could become a spy. I don't think you can because you've been on TV, so then everyone knows that you're a spy.
Yeah.
So, or you could triple bluff.
Although, if
maybe I am not a spy after I won that spy show.
If I was MI5 and I was faced with employing the sort of people who applied to be on a reality show about spying, I don't think I'd render any of them employable.
Well, no, that's what I don't understand. What's the outcome? I suppose the outcome is whoever stays on the show for the longest is great.
Is the most recognisable because they've been on TV the most.
Yes.
And thus the worst spy.
And you could be like, I could have done it, but I can't.
Maybe that's the twist. Maybe at the end of the series,
the
first person that got knocked out gets the job because they're the least recognisable and everyone's forgotten about them.
Or someone who applied but didn't make it through to the television round gets to be the spy because they've not been on television and thus aren't instantly recognisable.
Somebody that, for example, just applied via the normal recruitment process.
Yeah, to MI5.
To MI5.
Yeah, or was recruited in the old-fashioned way. Being tapped on the shoulder at Oxford or Cambridge. Thus, it's a waste of television.
Mm.
Is it any good?
It's quite interesting, to be fair. They have to kind of work in groups in a surveillance sort of an area and follow someone and that kind of thing, which is quite interesting to kind of see how they do
it. To follow someone in groups. Like nine of them just following the poor and suspecting.
Obviously not at once. They split up.
Okay, fine.
And they have like walkie-talkies.
The thing is, even then, that's what they've done, they've not gone down the boring route of spying, right? So, obviously, which is just a desk job, I'm guessing, right? You know, and they've not gone down the very exciting route of spying, which is, you know, killing people, okay? And having glamorous sexual intercourse in around the world in a variety of exotic locations, right? Like James Bond. So, if they televised that, that'd be all right. But they've taken down the sort of middle bit of it, haven't they? It's not that you can't, not the full-on shooty
sort of
license
the bit
to
you
kill.
Do before you kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, follow them a bit.
Yeah.
And then track them.
Yeah.
And then just go in for tea.
Well, we've only had round one so far.
So it could happen.
It could get more exciting.
All right.
Maybe.
Okay. What else you got, very quickly?
The last thing I did was the new series of No Offence, which I loved the first series. It's basically a police drama comedy, which basically is run by, police team run by, sort of very sassy, no-nonsense female characters. And it's very...
Joanna Scanlon's in
this. Yes, she is. Yeah, she is the head of the police department in Manchester.
Have we got a clip of it?
Think we do, right.
Let's have a quick clip of No Offence.
Just some way to run about. She's in the mortuary.
They didn't want her wasting our time.
No, she'd vanished two or three times before. This was a storming off after a ballistic row.
Her parents claimed it was never actually a missing person.
And she didn't live with the parents. She was an electorally registered adult. She even had a husband.
That's two Downs girls drowned within 6 months. What if this is a hat trick?
What, you think they're connected? When did this girl go?
Well, nobody's filed a missing persons under that name, so we have to start.
What is it that you like about it particularly, Sophie?
Well, in that clip, you don't get any humour at all.
Yeah, I noticed.
However, it is very funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't give you a clip or an example, but it's great.
Put a laugh track on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I saw the first series or some of it, and it didn't quite grab me enough to carry on. I don't think, you know, life's too short, etc. But all right, look, we're out of time. So you recommend that.
Yes.
You recommend Revolting, the sketch comedy programme. Not so much spies.
Not so much spies.
Out of 10, then, give them a generic mark that means nothing.
6.5.
Thank you. Sophie there, reviewing the television as part of Work Experience Punditry. And she's here because we're training her up to be the next generation of broadcasters and critics. You can pop out the door. You can pop out the door now, Sophie. Training her up there because we like to give something back. She's going out the door there. she goes. Really, it's because we don't have to pay her. It's a free half an hour broadcast. In the next half an hour of the programme, things will happen. Those things will include these things. Well, we'll have a guest for a start. The comedian Scott Gibson will be joining us ahead of his run at the Soho Theatre in London. We have the big debate at 3 o'clock, a diversity pay-per-view. And today, don't forget, it's the return of the mystery object quiz. We've got £5,000 to give away.
£5,000 not available.
£5,000 available to someone who can identify. It could be you.
£5,000 not available to anyone who can identify anything.
The mystery object I'll be holding up in front of the microphone.
Mystery object may or may not be available.
£5,000.
No, £5,000.
Right, 2:30 now. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Hunt has admitted emergency NHS care can be patchy, but he's dismissed a charity's claim that hospitals in England are facing a humanitarian crisis. The Health Secretary has been told by his Labour counterpart to get a grip. Liberal Democrat Health spokesperson Norman Lamb has told Talk Radio a cross-party approach is needed to find a solution.
We're either the fifth or the sixth largest economy in the world, and I would have thought we ought to be capable of doing better than this. We have a system that is clearly creaking at the seams. It was designed back in the 1940s. It's not fit for purpose in today's world.
Teachers in England are going to be provided training in mental health first aid for pupils. It's among announcements made by Theresa May, which also includes a review into how mental illness is dealt with in classrooms, workplaces and communities. The trial has begun for former television entertainer Rolf Harris, who's accused of historical sex offences against women and girls. The 86-year-old denies the charges. London Underground says two-thirds of stations are open despite strikes over ticket office closures. Meanwhile, unions say thousands of nuclear workers will be balloted over industrial action in a dispute about pension reforms. And Donald Trump has called Meryl Streep one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood after her Golden Globe speech. She used it to criticise comments previously made by the United States president-elect about a disabled reporter. The weather: rain in the southeast, blustery showers in the north with some sunny spells. Wintry showers are likely over higher ground with highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. Mm. There's more now, Victoria.
Yes.
Because it's 2:30 in the afternoon on a weekday is when we bring you bonus news. It's news, but it's bonus, because the news is shorter than it used to be. We don't know why, it just is. It used to be 3 minutes, now it's 2 minutes. We only found out, really, when Victoria did fewer work on air because of an email that we got saying it was going to be 2 minutes long. I don't know why. So she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So today, a bonus news is... is it vegetable news?
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
And that's still dreadful.
I love it so much. I actually think it's good.
Here's some vegetable news.
A woman in her 60s claims she almost went blind after drinking spinach, kale and broccoli smoothies every morning for 8 years. Apart from the veggie drinks, which contain lutein, she was taking a daily lutein supplement, which is meant to be beneficial for eye health. But she had too much, so doctors advised her to stop taking the pills and her eyesight improved.
I have spinach and kale every morning in a smoothie.
Do you have lutein?
No, I don't know what that is.
Then you'll be fine.
Yeah. I just explained what it is. Lutein is beneficial for eye health.
Yeah.
It's something that criminals do to shops in a riot.
Researchers are warning people against taking magic mushrooms. One in 10 people who took the drug and took part in the study claimed they'd put themselves or those around them in danger while under the influence.
Oh, hang on, I take magic mushrooms every morning.
That explains a lot. Mm. And despite claims from bloggers that cauliflower will be the next big food trend, Google data shows it's actually unlikely. So figures from the search engine show the veg is less popular than spinach, which hasn't been getting much hype, while users have Googled broccoli twice as many times as cauliflower.
Users have Googled broccoli?
Yeah.
Is there a thing called Google broccoli now?
No, they have used the search engine Google to look up things to do with broccoli twice as many times as cauliflower.
You want to turn safe search on if you're going to look up things to do with broccoli on Google.
I think recipes, rather than what you're alluding to.
Okay.
Fine. Again.
Thank you, Victoria. For vegetable news. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow, mineral news.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Thanks, Victoria. There with bonus news for us all to enjoy. There. Do you really do a smoothie every morning? Don't
yeah.
You? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you look like crap, if I'm honest. I don't know why. I mean, you look like you've not benefited from this at all. How long have you been doing
this? My insides are healthy.
Are they?
Yeah.
It just doesn't reflect well on your outsides.
Just imagine if he hadn't had the smoothies.
Oh, God. What would he look like? Wow. All right.
Look, you're in no position to mock anyone's physical well-being.
You're right, I know. I didn't say I was. But, you know, I'm not the one full of kale. right. So, still to come, comedian Scott Gibson will be joining us on the programme very shortly. And the big debate at 3 o'clock. And don't forget that £5,000 we have to give away in the last half an hour of the programme. £5,000. £5,000 to give away.
£5,000 not available.
In the Monday Mystery Object Quiz. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of text coming in for today's text in. Thank you very much, which is, of course, that Jeremy Hunt has been talking about the NHS, saying one thing, Theresa May saying another thing. They're not singing from the same hymn sheet. It's singing the NHS. That's led us to today's text in, which is, of course, music and the NHS. Dave. Much yeah. as I don't want to ask you if you've come up with any more or any...
Yes.
What?
I got two more. Go X-Ray on. Davis.
Right.
And X-Rachel Stevens.
Right, there's been a lot of X-Ray-based ones that you've done there.
I'm pretty proud.
Anyway. Radiotherapy Head says Gary Andrews. Hashtag NHS Bands, which is a hashtag we weren't using but can now. Alien Sex Change. Screen from Andrew. Thank you very much indeed. The Shadows on the Lung. Thanks. Right, okay, 2:38 now, and, well, speaking of all things healthy. So here on the programme, the John Holmes programme on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we have been offered a very special opportunity, which we are passing right along to you, dear listener. The London Marathon, you're probably familiar with it, is where people go running for the length of a marathon. They do it sort of around April time in London. And it always has far more people that want to do it than places are available. So, it fills up very quickly. Just 6.9%. That was the probability of getting a place in this year's ballot to run the London Marathon. A lot of disappointed people, as we know. You may know one. Someone who desperately wants to do it couldn't get a place. You may be that person yourself. However, your luck is in. Because our friends at London Pride have a place. They've offered us a place to run in the London Marathon. Obviously, we're not going to do it. We're not mad. But, you know... Well, I mean, we're not fit. Even though Dave drinks kale every morning, it's just not going to be happening.
Give me 2 months more of kale and I'm there.
Now, it's to raise money for a charity. It's London Pride's charity. They're called Shooting Star Chase. They are a children's hospice charity. And they care for babies, children and young people with life-limiting conditions. So, this is a good chance for you to run the London Marathon and raise money for them as well. We have a guaranteed spot in the London Marathon. We will be with you every step of the way. Not literally... but certainly broadcasting from it and following your progress in training and doing our best to help you along the way. So if you or someone you know missed out on a place this year, this is your chance. And all you have to do to be able to run the London Marathon this year is register your interest with us now. That's all you have to do at this stage. All you do is email marathon@talkradio.co.uk. That is it. That's all you've got to do. And we'll be in touch with you and explain how it all works. Email marathon@talkradio.co.uk. You need to register that interest by 23:59 p.m. That's tomorrow night. Tuesday, 10th of January. So around about midnight tomorrow.
Just before.
Just a minute before. Marathon at talkradio.co.uk. To be the official Talk Radio marathon runner and raise money for charity along the way with London Pride. Marathon at talkradio.co.uk. Right, next on the programme, comedian Scott Gibson joins us to flog us something he's doing. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, for those about to talk, we salute you.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Christina from Bournemouth visited carfinance247.co.uk and got her finance first. As well as a loan to suit her budget, she can buy from any dealer she likes. So congratulations, Christina. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
We love home. Being cosy, forgetting about the world, and our favourite mug with the chip in it. We love having control and saving energy, even when we're nowhere near home. That's why we created the Nest Learning Thermostat. It learns what you like to help you save energy and lets you control the heating and hot water right from your mobile. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Norfolk, the A11 in both directions is closed at Larling between the B111 and the A1075 at Thetford due to an earlier accident. It's likely to be the case until late afternoon, we're told. In Lancashire, the M65 eastbound, there's a lane closed due to flooding between Junction 10 for Burnley and Junction 13 for Nelson. And severe disruption in London today due to a tube strike, which is due to end at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Before we talk to today's guest. I should remind you of what's been happening in the news. Of course, according to the Mail and the Express, there is an Arctic blast on the way. And this is, of course, foreign weather that's coming over here. And they don't like that, do they? No, sir. So that's obviously on some of the front pages. The Queen is on her way to recovery. Good news. So she'll be able to go back to church. That's nice. Boris is meeting Trump, Trump's top team in Brexit Boost. That's front of the Daily Telegraph. There's a lot about the emissions scandal, of course, the Volkswagen emissions scandal. What I'm saying is the news is quite complicated.
I just can't get my head around it.
Many people can't. We get letters all the time. Well, they're not letters. They're emails and tweets and texts that tell us that you can't get your head around the news. I print them out, of course, in letter form, put them in a post bag, and every morning when I come in, I step over the post bag and remark how full it is of printed out emails and texts and tweets telling us how you can't understand the news because it's quite complicated and you can't get your head around it. But we are here to help. That's the point. So what we do, of course, is what Robert Peston would do if he could speak properly, and that is we analyse the news by drilling right down into it, which, of course, when you do, you frack into the news, really. And when you do that, of course, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Ordinarily, we present the news in haikus. But because Cornelius, who does them, reads them out, is having a day off, we've asked our Gobby Northern Witch producer to do it instead. She's from Hull. So we present the news in Hull-coos.
Arctic weather is set to hit Britain this week. So, just weather then.
The news in Hull coos. I think she got that one wrong. I think she's supposed to say, so just winter then, at the end of that.
Yeah. It's the wrong word, isn't it?
I mean, she might have said that. We just didn't understand it, because I understand the words anyway.
I'm off of Northern, and I can't understand it.
We'll just gloss over it. It's fine. Gibson. He's an award-winning comedian and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Gents, how are we?
We're very well.
Very well.
I mean, you know, it is. We were just remarking upon this. It's sort of quite a depressing time.
I mean, to come off the back of Hull coos, I don't know how we can get any more depressing, really. I have absolutely no idea what's going on at this point.
And that includes regular listeners. Yeah. No one has, Scott.
The thoughts of everyone
listening to
this show.
Regular listeners?
No.
Gents, come on. This isn't real. This isn't even a supporter cabin.
We just kid ourselves.
We're on a tube line, abandoned at the moment, hoping that London rats will come and eat us.
It would be a sweet way out.
I'm here to rescue you.
Sweet release. So, Scott, now, you won Best Newcomer, didn't you?
You did. Yes.
Best Newcomer in the Edinburgh Comedy Award 2016.
2016, last year. Nick used to say that.
Yeah, and I'm right in thinking you weren't expecting that.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
So how did it come about then?
Went to the Fringe show, first time taking the show, debut show, and obviously if it's your first time, you're available to be at least nominated or considered for Best Newcomer. Yep. But with this accent and a 44-inch waist, I thought there's no chance anyone will ever nominate me. But no, you don't go thinking that you'll ever even be nominated. You just go in the hope that show will be well received, it might be reviewed nice, people come and see it. That's it. Because Edinburgh, the thing that maybe people don't know, it's expensive to go, you know, for a comic. You can get caught up in a lot of stuff, and people spend thousands of pounds trying to get to
on
the
sort
Fringe.
Of posters, PR, places
rubbish.
To stay.
Nonsense.
You have an advantage in that you live in Scotland, so you know.
I do. Yep. So obviously, you know,
but not
the unique way Scotland's funded, we get, you know, money towards everything. So we we had to move to Edinburgh for a month and pay to stay in Edinburgh. The horror. But we went, and yeah, it went well. So it was a great run. Couldn't have gone any better.
But it was the reason probably that you got the show got noticed so much, of course, is you weren't just sort of making up jokes. You were telling a pretty harrowing life story, right?
Yeah, the kind of stories. It's, I suppose, how I got started in stand up. So it focuses around a 3-week period when I came back from a friend's stag weekend and fell ill, and then the story or the show follows the 3 weeks after that, which when I was in hospital and they discovered that it had a brain hemorrhage and an aneurysm was found that was then removed, and it talks about that time spent in hospital.
Yeah.
So yeah, really funny stuff.
all the resultant laughs.
Yeah, it's, yeah. There's some cracking jokes in there at some point.
But that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's that for a start is a story that not many people can tell. So that already makes it different, a little bit unique in the first place.
Yeah, and the fact that it's you know, it's a true story, and I think that it's a very dark subject, and there are times in the show when it is quite dark. But that's for me, that's when the funniest things in life happen, and that's the things you should make fun about. Never trust anyone that says you shouldn't make fun of that or you shouldn't talk about that. Just get them out of your life. There's nothing you can't have a laugh about, and sometimes dark things are much easier to deal with if you can find the funny in them.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
was it something that comedy you always wanted to do, or did it sort of come about as a result of the brain?
No, always, for a long time. Okay. And I was too afraid to do it. I was too scared.
And then you just thought, well, life's too short.
Life's too short, gents. Yeah. That was it from about 18, and you wanted to try it. But the other thing is, up in Scotland, our circuit's certainly developed, and we've got a stronger circuit now. But back then, that was, 2009, 2010, unless what you see in the television, you really don't know how to start, you know, in comedy, where you would even begin.
Yeah.
So the process, you know, I'd always found excuses not to do it. And then as I went on, and again in my 20s, and I became ill and then got better, I thought, you know, you need to at least try. And it's gone from there. I mean, I've been very lucky on occasions, and I've worked with a lot of good people and they've helped me out. But, and then obviously Edinburgh, the Fringe last year was a good success. So yeah, it's gone from there.
Yeah. And I was just reading this, by the way, one of your reviews. When I first glanced at it, I thought, well, that's not nice, because it's an absolute pick of the Fringe.
That's maybe a bit of a typo. I think really, the producer saved my blushes there. That was mad of you.
You don't want to do that.
That's my mum that wrote that.
So you're doing it. So this is the show you're doing in Soho.
This is the show. It's Soho Theatre just now. Yeah. So we're here until Saturday 14th, last week of the run.
Yeah.
So we've been down since like the end of December. So it's been a joke. Joy being in London at Christmas with all the people and your tube strikes. I mean, get it together, London.
This is how we do it.
I know. But, you know, it's been fantastic. The guys at Soho are amazing. It's a beautiful space. Audiences have been great. Although somebody did collapse the other day in the show. We had to stop the show. Paramedics in. They thought it was part of it. And you saw the real heart of London there, because people were walking past, upset that the show was being stopped for a man possibly dying in the middle of the stage. But apparently he had a big Chinese meal, MSG, I don't know, there's probably something in that, but he is now safe, as far as I know.
Good. It might have been his wake-up call, he could now be a stand-up.
Oh, I say to him, if I find out you're on the circuit in 2 years, I will kill you. Do not even attempt to take gigs off me.
You've got to do the difficult second show now, have you?
That's it, yeah. Pressure's on,
for Edinburgh this year, so that's written, it's all finished, right? You're ready to go.
We've got a title, do you know what I mean? Like I say to you, we've got a title and a poster, you need nothing more.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's the title?
The title is Like Father, Like Son.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so already. See the raise of the eyebrows? Yeah, already I've got you. Yeah, already I've got you.
I'm in. I'm in with you. So how do you, in terms of, because you did work in a call centre, did I read that?
For a long time. So different call centres.
Were you there sort of constantly coming up with jokes, ideas and stuff? And I say this because people listening who might think, well, look, I'd really like to try and I never have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily need the near-death experience kick up the arse, but
no.
It's a case of just fitting it in with your existing life somehow.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, if you think that comedy is something you want to try, then you don't need, as an extreme, I mean, don't walk out in front of a bus and hope that it gives you a story off the back of it. Just give it a go. But for call centres, the strange thing is when I was working still full time, you were doing more work, you were writing more comedy in the call centre. And then the first time, when you go full time, for the first year, I did nothing, because I thought, this is my reward for having to work for so long. But yeah, I don't know if it's an environment you're in, but then I suppose you think you're unhappy, and that kind of drives you on to try and push towards something you want to do. But at the time, it was a good job. It, you know, it paid the bills and it gave me something to do. But I knew
What were you calling people about or receiving calls about?
I managed teams, so thankfully I was never on the phones, or I possibly would have started comedy a lot sooner. But I don't know how anybody works in a call centre. Generally, hats off to you. How you take that every single day.
So are you the supervisor that people go, I need to speak to my supervisor?
Yes, and then I very quickly moved my way up to work for the actual business. So I. And then had nothing to do with the call floor, thankfully. But yeah, call centre is a horrible place, man. Yeah. A horrible place.
All right, so we were just talking as well about you going on Radio 4 to plug this.
Yes.
As well.
On the fabulous midweek
with
programme.
Libby Purvis.
Yes.
Yeah. And because that's an eclectic, if you haven't heard it, midweek,
what a lineup.
Kind of eclectic mix of guests that they put on there, isn't it?
What a lineup.
Who else was on?
I mean, I generally thought when I got the email that I shouldn't be there. So it was myself.
Yeah.
Ken Holm,
yes,
the chef,
yeah,
who turned up in full dress, like
chef gear.
No,
oh,
like samurai.
Black
almost.
Tie,
right. No, like proper. Oh. Asked for a green tea, and I'm like, it's a bit cliche, Ken, but yeah, very like serious, proper. Look the business. Nicholas Parsons,
always strong.
I don't know how that man is alive.
No one does. Even Nicholas Parsons doesn't know.
No, if he told you he was 200 years old, you'd believe him.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to bring him in some kind of cryogenic suit and like have to defrost him, but no. And then Jacqueline Wilson, the author.
Yes.
Who was physically disgusted when I told her I have read one book in my life. Like, physically disgusted.
What's the book?
The book was The Wasp Factory. So imagine the horror when it wasn't even one of her books.
Yeah.
At least I could have said Tracy Beaker or whatever his name is. But no, she was
Tracy
not happy.
Beaker's quite a long way away from the Wasp Factory, if you read
it. It is, and I don't think a man of my size or stature should be reading Tracy Beaker. Not that I know anything of her, I'm sure she's a lovely lady, but the Miss Wilson was a strange programme, man.
Well, it is a strange programme, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that I'm ready for it, is it sort of bubbles over you if you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not as much fun as this, boys.
Thank you.
I mean?
Yeah, get
not
it,
as much
on.
Fun as this. It was very straight.
Do they have badly presented haikus? I don't think they do.
No, they wish. They wish they had whole haikus. Eh? You need to get this producer signed up, 10-year contract. BBC will snap her up.
They can have her.
Yeah,
oh,
we will get her signed up.
I'm not even listening.
Well, look, it's good to see you. It's good to
thank you, boys. Thank you very much. We are
admirers of your work.
Because
you know, as you say, when the award things, you always keep your eye on who's doing what award wise.
Yep.
So it's good that we managed to get you in. So give us the dates again. The show's on Soho Theatre.
Soho Theatre, 8:45, yep. And it is on from tonight until the 14th of January. So last night is this Saturday, so we've got the full week, and yep, then that's us done with the run.
Okay, and are you touring that show, or is that dead now?
No,
I didn't mean to use the word dead there, and that's offensive to you.
Yeah, no, not at all. It's we're going on tour April and May, and there will be a couple of dates up in Scotland, but dates will be announced soon on my website, scottgibsoncomedy.co.uk. Check me out, getting all business.
Oh, yeah, look at you at the end.
Come on, I'm learning.
You may be new at it, but... and then the new one in Edinburgh,
yes, and then we're back to the Fringe for the new show, Like Father, Like Son.
All right, he's an absolute pick of the Fringe.
Pick.
As it says here.
Total and utter pick.
Scott Gibson, Life After Death, that's the name of the current show. Thank you very much indeed for coming
in. Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. All right, the next bit of the programme. You will be listening to The Big Debate at 3. Today's diversity pay-per-view. It's a pay-per-view, Scott. We just do a pay-per-view like everyone does.
Okay.
But each day, ours is done by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting.
As in the dance troupe?
Not at all. No, as in the box-ticking exercise.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hang on, though. Today, I think we found a new...
That could... surely you get the guy with the booth on to come in and read through the papers.
Actually, that's a thing.
Yeah.
There's like 50 of them. I mean, that would run for the year quite easily.
Different one each day. No, today it's Mark, who's brown. So he'll be in... And after that, we'll be giving away
£5,000. £5,000 not available.
In today's mystery object quiz, I'll be holding up something in front of the microphone. You just have to identify what it is. You can win £5,000.
£5,000 absolutely not available.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF Recruitment now.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Hunt denies NHS is facing crisis, arrests after takeaway death, and Trump slams Streep.
Talk Radio.
The Health Secretary has admitted NHS emergency care is patchy and has fallen over in some places. Jeremy Hunt says there are real problems at some hospitals, but he's rejected comments from the British Red Cross that the health service is in the grip of a humanitarian crisis, saying it's coping better than last year. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth has this message for Mr. Hunt.
Get a grip, Jeremy. Go to Theresa May and say we need some money. You know, the £700 million is going to be allocated to social care in 2019. Bring that money forward today.
Two men have been arrested following the death of a teenager who'd eaten an Indian takeaway. 15-year-old Megan Lee had a severe allergic reaction after having the meal on New Year's Eve. They're being questioned on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter by gross negligence. Former children's entertainer Rolf Harris has appeared in court, charged with abusing women and girls over a 33-year period. The youngest of the alleged victims was 12 years old. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from Southwark Crown Court.
Dressed in a suit and tie, Mr. Harris, who's 86, spoke via video link at the start of his trial. The former children's entertainer is accused of 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault between 1971 and 2004. Girls of 12, 13, 14 and 16 are claimed to have been abused, as well as women in their 20s. The trial's expected to last 5 weeks and Mr. Harris denies the charges.
Some breaking news. Sinn Féin has announced Martin McGuinness is going to resign at 5 p.m. as Deputy First Minister of the Northern Ireland Executive. The party says it's in protest at the Democratic Unionist Party's handling of a botched renewable energy scheme. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called today's 24-hour walkout on the Underground completely unnecessary. Millions of people are facing travel disruption because station staff are striking in a dispute over jobs and ticket office closures. And Donald Trump has responded to criticism by Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes, calling her one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. The Oscar-winning actress said the president-elect's actions legitimised bullying, giving the example of when he appeared to ridicule a disabled reporter.
Talk Radio National Weather.
At least he didn't grab a cat.
Rain in the southeast, blustery showers in the north with some sunny spells. Winter showers are likely over higher ground. Highs of 10 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much for that news.
It's okay.
It was very good. Very good.
Really?
No, I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was for a week.
Why would you say something which you don't mean, John?
I do mean it. I'm sure it was really good.
No, you...
No, it's great. No.
No, but you don't know that.
I do, because it's you.
No, but usually you criticise me.
No.
Yes.
No.
I've heard it enough times.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think you're lying again.
No.
You're lying to the listeners and yourself.
No. I mean, optimistic saying with listeners with an S on the end. But yes. All right, thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. That's Victoria with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport that's live from a bus stop, I think, probably somewhere in London today, where people are tutting at the fact that the bus is late, given the crowds of people there trying to get on them because of the tube strike.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal midfielder Mesut Ozil will sign a new contract to the club, but only if boss Arsene Wenger does so as well. The 28-year-old says Wenger's presence is the main reason he's in North London. Gunners legend Paul Merson told Talk Sport Ozil can't hold the club to ransom.
I mean, Arsenal probably said, do me a favour, just tell them, if you say sign up, just make sure you tell them I've got to sign as well. It seems very comfortable that when we used to play, writers would come in and Tony Adams and Bowler, they go mental, absolutely mental at you. I just don't see players being doing that to other players at all.
The last FA Cup third round tie is played tonight with Sky Bet League 2 Cambridge United taking on Championship promotion hopefuls Leeds. You can hear the whole game live over on TalkSport 2. Finally, rugby, and England will miss Chris Robshaw for their Six Nations title defence
after
he had an operation on his shoulder. The flanker was injured playing for his club side Harlequins on New Year's Day. He'll be out for around 12 weeks. Eddie Jones' side opened their tournament against France on the 4th of February. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a bus stop where near a busker, it seems, where people are tutting at the bus for being late during today's tube strikes. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoon, I'm John.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. It's time for the big debate. So as you'll have seen in the news and on the front of the newspapers today, Britain is in for an Arctic weather front, with the snow and cold that's already hit Europe coming into this country by Wednesday or Thursday. It is, of course, as a direct result of Brexit, and it comes off the back of Theresa May's hard Brexit hint at the weekend. Now, of course, critics say that the government's lax borders are what continues to let bad weather into this country. Often bad weather that comes in without a passport. We've seen examples of snowstorms hiding in lorries and whole inclement weather systems trying to make it into Britain in boats before drifting out to sea. Foreign weather coming over here from Europe continues to be an issue post-Brexit, with The Express reporting of an increase in weather systems from Europe coming into this country since the referendum last year. And The Mail reporting waves of weather arriving in the UK on a constant basis. Now, having heard me say the word waves in there, and having dialed 03444991000, which is a telephone number, is Harold. It's called Talk Radio. Hello, Harold.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Harold. Thank you very much for calling in. You've called...
No problem. I'm a new listener. I started listening 30 seconds ago, and you almost immediately got my gander up mentioning waves like that.
Yes.
For that warning.
Well, that's how the Talk Radio works, you see. It's, I'll say, a trigger word, which is designed to trigger nutters such as yourself.
You may consider me a well-triggered nutter, John.
Good. Well, you've called in because... Now, you've got... Because I said waves, as you say. Now, I'm going to... Take issue with your issue against waves. I mean, you told our researchers you wanted to see waves put in jail, but our jails are already full of waves, aren't they?
Oh, they may well be, but the problem with waves, in my view, is that they're all fundamentally lazy.
Right.
I mean, in this respect, they're rather similar to students.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of how a wave operates, all waves, I mean, they start small.
Yes.
And they try to build up a bit of a momentum.
Yeah.
And then just when it looks like they're going to do something interesting, they basically just give up and collapse and dissipate into a sort of soggy mess,
so
just like students do.
Yes. Well, hold the line, Harold, because it's an interesting point of view, and I'd like to bring in someone with the opposite one, again, because that's how it works on the radio. Ed's on the other line. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. Hello, John.
Thank you very much for calling in. You heard Harold there. Harold's... well, he thinks waves are a waste of time. They start off, you heard what he said, they build up momentum and then nothing really happens and they collapse in a soggy mess.
Well, it's complete nonsense. I mean, I'm a new listener as well, and I...
How many seconds have you been listening for, out of interest?
45
seconds. Okay, carry on.
Halfway through when Harold was speaking about waves and I got so excited about them, I thought I'd ring
really?
In. I'd just like to say how refreshing it is to hear a programme which is willing to talk about waves in the way that you're willing to. But what a shame you're giving airtime to someone like Harold. Herald, who wants to characterise all Waves as feckless and lazy, take away their benefits and leave them on the scrap heap. This vilification of Waves won't get us anywhere. Waves try very hard to do very many things. They keep the sea interesting, they bring sounds into our ears, and in kitchens, microwaves heat up our food. I wonder whether Harold wouldn't want any food.
Harold, would you want any food?
Oh, I have my food brought to me by a very nice gentleman. But you must remember that not all waves are nice waves. I mean, think of vomit or killer bees or orcs. I mean, these things come in waves, and when they do, it's particularly unpleasant. I mean, if killer bees, for example, just lined up and crossed the border in an orderly fashion, we could quite easily get rid of them by stepping on them or running them over with a sturdy bicycle.
Yes, but you missed the point there. I mean, that you've moved this on to bee immigration, which, of course, is a very toxic subject anyway. I mean, the idea that bees can just fly into our country.
Oh, yes. From don't get me started. They just come and go as they please, I know. But, I mean, my point being that it's when they come in waves.
Yeah.
You know, orcs, similarly, if they came in waves, particularly dangerous, but one or two of them just sort of shuffling across the border, easy to pick off with a rifle or a missile or something.
What do you make of that, Ed? Is, you know, the idea that waves are dangerous, if indeed it is waves of orcs or killer bees?
Look, no, I want killer bees in this country. I firmly believe in the right of killer bees to move freely within our borders, and we get to move into killer bee territory as well, and that's fair. I'm not entirely sure orcs are real, but if they were, I'd also want, you know, unlimited and unrestricted orc immigration, and I think anyone who says otherwise is actually a bit of a racist. And, I wonder where Harold has got this sort of nationalistic, xenophobic groundswell that seems to be rising up in what might be described as a wave, but would better be described as a sort of swarm.
I don't want to dwell on bee and orc immigration. They're topics for another day.
They're topics for every day.
Can we not dwell on bees? I quite happily dwell on bees.
Well, let's not
think about them for long periods.
What I want to do, we need to talk about this is the point, which is waves. Today, at least. Waves, let's look at the history of them. Waves, as you know, were first brought over here to this country by Sir Francis Drake. He brought back tobacco, potatoes, January, and gave waves as a gift to Queen Victoria, even though that was 200 years later. But she popularised them, didn't she? She talked about waves. She didn't mind waves. She insisted they were put into the sea around Britain, which until that point was flat and calm. And it caught on, didn't it? And he brought them back from the Americas where he'd seen them. So it's a tradition, isn't it? Isn't it, Harold? It's a tradition, isn't it, Harold? Isn't it?
Well, it's a tradition much in the same way that whales is or sheep are. I mean, neither of those things are particularly interesting or necessary.
Hmm.
I blame Dickens. He wrote that book all about that sad little wave that got into poverty and then, you know, just dissipated and dribbled away. And everybody seemed to like that. I mean, it doesn't mean they're good things at all.
You're obviously a wave denier, and that is your right. But, Ed, I wonder
at least I believe in orcs, unlike your socialist friend over there.
I'm not saying I didn't believe in orcs. I just think we need some more evidence to be certain.
Classic orcist. You're not a racist, you know, you're probably just a cyst, you know, a carbuncle on the face of a friendly dead relative, as Prince Charles once said, I believe.
That's surprisingly accurate. I am a carbuncle.
Let's talk about the trials that they're doing in Sweden at the moment. No, you've heard about these at all. What they did, this is going back, it's not at the moment, it's going back a bit, really. This was back in, I'm going to say, the 70s, I think they decided they wanted to get rid of waves, okay, because Sweden obviously is coastal. So they took all the waves from around Sweden, and there was a referendum, and they voted against waves, right? We know that. The people voted against waves, they're very controversial. But anyway, in the end, they had to get rid of them. So what they did, they put them in balloons and decided to send the waves to the moon, because, of course, the moon, it's the moon's fault we have them in the first place because of the gravity and the tide. Anyway, of course, as you know, what happened was the balloons went up into the air, weren't strong enough to withstand the motion of waves inside the balloons, burst the balloon, and that's how we have rain. So I wonder what you make of that, because without the waves and the trials in Sweden, no rain.
No rain, no flocks, no crops, and no Queen Victoria, I should imagine.
Right, exactly. So where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm completely against it. Those trials were inane and abominable. They polluted the moon with all kinds of waves it didn't want, while robbing local communities here on Earth of waves that they badly, badly needed.
Well, you say that, but
I quite enjoy putting things in balloons. There's a sort of poetry to it. It doesn't have to be waves. It could be small woodland creatures, gravel, sandwiches, anything really. You put it in a balloon, it takes on a kind of aura.
You can't put gravel in balloons. There's no aura to it.
Oh, yes, you're just not a trier.
What
you're not a trier.
It could hurt children. It could hurt children, your balloon's full of gravel.
Teach them a lesson, that's what life's like.
I just want to play
sometimes
you...
Sometimes you get showered with gravel.
I just want to play you something now, which might change your mind. It might not, but just have a quick listen. Just have a quick listen to this song here.
Say hello, wave goodbye.
Now, you've heard that, but now listen to this.
Say hello, goodbye.
And that's what happens if you get rid of waves. Is that what you want, Harold?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, a wave goodbye is totally ambiguous. I mean, are you saying hello, saying goodbye, or just waving at somebody? And in some parts of Wales, for example, it could easily be interpreted as a threat. Wave.
Well, hang on, let Harold have his say, Ed.
Yes, before my friend started babbling over me, I was just saying that in some parts of Wales, a wave could easily be interpreted as a threat. I mean, that's why, rather than waving, I always finish any conversation I have with the phrase, my business here is concluded, and now I'm going to eat some of your lovely, tasty leeks. I mean, I say this even when I'm not in Wales, because the person I am departing from may be Welsh or have a Welsh ancestor.
Completely, that's patently absurd. It's patently absurd. You can tell from the context what a wave means, and what if people don't have leeks? What about in the Welsh leek famine of 1841? What would you have said then? We need waves. We need waves to keep social interactions going. They're important.
He's got a good point.
Believe me, in the Welsh leek famine of 1841, I would have stayed well away from Wales altogether. In fact, I do that anyway, routinely, on principle.
Let's talk about wave power, because this is, of course, dangerous, as we know. This is people going down to the beach, plugging electrical appliances into waves. There have been hundreds of deaths, of course, people with toasters, widescreen televisions, electric blankets, so on and so forth, just trying to plug them into water. And it's electrocuted, when the figure runs into hundreds and hundreds now, of course, of people doing that. Wave power is dangerous then, isn't it, Ed?
Well, look, you know, I'm not saying I know about all of the individual cases where this has happened, but some of those people who electrocuted themselves were feckless and lazy, and it was not necessary to continue having them on those beaches or in this country. And, I don't think we should be desperately sad that a few people have inadvertently electrocuted themselves with wave power. That's what wave power may do. It may continue to do that, but we mustn't get hung up on that. We must look at the positives of waves, yep. And there are many, many positives to transverse and longitudinal waves.
So the deaths are worth it?
I think so, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
On that slender point of reasonableness, I have to say I do concur with Ed that certain deaths are not only necessary, but sometimes just amusing. Waves, you know, they confuse scientists as well. And in this respect, they're rather like women or men for lady scientists. I mean, scientists tend to get all obsessed with waves, And they get distracted, and then they decide everything is a wave, or nothing is a wave, or it's a wave and not a wave at the same time.
But then particles do the same thing, particles and atoms.
Yes, the scientists will tell you they're a wave, you see, that's the point. They don't know what a wave is,
A wave is no more confusing than a particle.
Debate continues. Oh, we're looking for time, gentlemen. We have to bring this to a close, I'm afraid. But very, very interesting points that you bring up, and I know the people listening will want to get involved in the debate about whether or not we need waves. Could you just sum it up for me, Ed, in one word, please? The debate summed up in one word.
Architrave.
Thank you. And Harold?
Oh, it would have to be Nodgecock.
Thank you. Right, so if you have a thought, a point of view, a reaction about whether or not we need waves, do we need waves? You heard Harold there says we don't need them at all, and Ed saying quite the opposite point of view. Do we need waves in post-Brexit Britain when we've got some iPads and lollipops? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word wave, maybe.
Yes, if you like. You're listening to The Big Debate on Talk Radio, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Who's the hot super bloke that's a switch machine to all the folk?
Switch.
You're so right. Hey there, guys. Want to switch your current account? Let me tell you about Switch.
Switch.
The Switch guarantee means all your payments move automatically.
Switching current accounts has never been easier. Over 3 million people have moved banks with the Current Account Switch service. Visit currentaccountswitch.co.uk.
Van Buster, now on. CLS Timber, 38 by 63 by 2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade off.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar, enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Liverpool, the A580 Erskine Street westbound is closed due to a manhole fire between Moss Street and Norton Street. In Worcestershire on the motorways, the M5 northbound, there's a lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 5 for Droitwich. At Bristol, the A4 Grove Park coming out of the city, busy but moving, there is a lane closed due to an accident near Wick Road, and severe disruption in London today on the Tube network due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, at 22 minutes past 3 o'clock, it's Talk Radio and it is the afternoons. And some of your reactions are coming in for today's big debate. Do we need waves? Do we need waves in this day and age? Really? Really surrounding our country? Remember, they were popularised, of course, by Queen Victoria. Sir Francis Drake brought waves back from the Caribbean. That's how we got them in this country in the first place. He came with tobacco, potatoes, January, and waves. And they very much caught on from there. And do we still need them, though? I mean, they're, you know, they've been around for a long time. So what do you think? Let's take some of your reactions. Dave, what's been coming in?
Lots of reactions, John, about waves. Yeah. A lot of people actually saying, John, and this I'm quite happy with, and it harks back to it. Without waves, yeah, how will we do even more tenuous puns on X-rays for today's texter, yeah, like X-Wave Davis?
Yes, that...
And X-Wave LaMontagne.
Yes, yeah, stop doing X-ray puns. So
and X-Wavio.
They were annoying an hour ago, and they're annoying now. John...
Lana Del X-Wave.
Britain used to be the leading manufacturer of waves, of course. Think of the Glasgow Wave Yards, all closed down by Mrs. Thatcher, of course. And kids used to get free waves in the playground, didn't they? In bottles. Do you remember that? Mrs. Thatcher took those away as well. She was very anti-wave, Mrs. Thatcher.
X-Wave Charles.
And, John, I think we should bring in a system whereby we stop waves and search them. Who knows what they're hiding inside? I'm not sure you can actually do that. I think that's a little bit wavist. But... Back to your reaction, sir. and whether or not we need waves. The subject of today's big debate on Talk Radio. Now we come to today's paper review, of course. As usual, well, just as radio programmes such as this do and television programmes that Julia Hartley Brewer likes appearing on do as well, it's reviewing the papers, going through the papers for those that can't be asked to do it themselves. I think that's the gist of it. Ours, though, is a little bit different because each day ours is done by a different diversity. The Diversity Paper Review. Just to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, we welcome back Mark, and Mark is a...
Brown.
That's right. And what newspaper have you gone through first?
I've been through all of them. Can I just say, I know this is very unconventional for a newspaper review, but I'd like to get my two pence in on the wave debate.
Please do.
I'm a wave denier. I don't believe they exist. I believe all waves that you see are man-made creations by the media global elite.
A lot of the data indicates that they are natural.
Prove it.
No, that's a good point. Prove it.
Well, the science indicates... I mean, you know, it's easy to be a wave denier, isn't it? But, you know, the onus isn't on me to prove it, is it? It's, you know, there are waves. I mean, not denying there are waves. You're denying how they're made. You say they're man-made.
They're man-made, yeah.
But
yeah.
But the science says that they're natural because of the way they move.
But the science is man-made, isn't it?
Yeah, man-made science.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got points. It's a debate that's set to run and run, and we will pick it up again on this programme, don't worry. Mark, what else you got?
Clean eating.
Clean eating. Yes.
This isn't making sure your food's clean before you eat it. This is eating, quote, clean, unquote.
Okay, so...
food. It's a craze that's sweeping the nation, and some people are struggling to get their head around it.
Right, it's quite complicated.
It is, apparently. It's a lot more complicated than it sounds.
Yeah.
Deliciously Ella, who wrote a cookbook about clean eating, has said that maybe it is a fad.
Hang on, what is clean eating?
So clean eating is this idea that you don't eat any unprocessed food. So all the food you eat is all natural, good stuff.
Yeah.
Which sounds great.
I think it's made by science.
What, food?
All the food.
All the natural food.
Yeah.
I'm
a food denier.
Do you not believe in food?
No.
Have you not had the great hunger?
It's man-made.
But can't deny that.
There you go, just did.
Yeah.
All right, so what the clean eating, it's eating just stuff straight from the earth, straight from the soil. It's still got soil on it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, apparently there's a whole load of people on the internet who kind of swear down that clean eating is really good for you and it can solve a lot of various
So this is
avoiding ailments.
Anything that's GM?
Not necessarily. It depends how deep you take it, basically. But this is saying
nothing to do with the subject.
Yeah, but I think this is kind of avoiding bread and all that kind of stuff, and replacing bread with like apples and pears and guacamole and avocado.
Avocado is guacamole.
Avocado flavored. And guacamole.
Yeah.
All right. So, do we avoid? What else do we avoid then? If we're clean eating, clean eating.
Well, apparently, clean eating might not be as good for you as they first thought, because scientists are doing science on it. I hark back to my earlier point that science is man-made, so take what you want.
Well, so what am I supposed to eat to be healthier if I can't eat? Because I can't eat bread. Well, Dave, you're a fatty, right? Aren't you? So you said you were gluten intolerant for a while. That was nonsense. You just did it to be a bit hipster. And now,
I technically am, but
absolute rubbish. And now you've
got to eat gluten anyway.
Yeah,
it's the wrong way of doing it.
And now you eat kale in the morning.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's obvious what's good for you and what's bad for you, isn't it? No one's.
Well, it is, but I don't know why it's suddenly a thing. Then, if it's because it is obvious, you're absolutely right. So why is clean eating? I mean, what's that? I mean, bread's all right if you have the right bread, isn't it?
Bad, yeah. I mean, people would probably say have wholemeal or like seedy bread if you're going to have bread.
Yeah.
I know, people stick clear of like complex carbs and stuff, don't they? And they want green stuff, basically.
Mate, I'm simple-minded. I couldn't tell you what carb was complex and what wasn't. Like, what does that even mean? What is the
Dave doesn't
carb?
Know either. He's just read it. And
complex carbs are like brown rice and like, you know, rice and grains and potatoes. I think. I don't really know, but basically people stick like that and have
if you
green
boil
stuff.
It down, you're just going to end up only eating dust.
Yeah. Well, you can have some dust.
All right, so dust diet is
guacamole.
Yeah.
Watsits have good dust at the bottom of the packet.
They do, and Cocoa Pops.
There you go. So if we just ate a diet of Watsit and Cocoa Pop dust, we'd be fine.
Reckon you can buy the bags of just the dust?
We could turn our hand to manufacture them in a hipster
Sounds
way.
Sounds like a new business idea. Mm. Write that down.
Can you get a cookbook out of it?
I bet we could.
Deliciously dust.
Dustlicious. Dustylicious.
Dusty-dust-delicious.
Dusty Sounds perfect like a... cookbook.
All right. That's fascinating. Well, fascinating. I mean that's a nonsense. What's very quickly before we go to the news of Victoria? What's another thing, and then we'll come back and do some.
Children, I've never had it so good. Apparently, this is the best time to ever be a child because
what?
For a whole number of reasons, mainly kind of poverty is at its lowest ever in humanity. Lifespan is at its longest ever.
Yeah,
and literacy rates are at its highest ever as well. So kids can now live longer. Eat better and read.
It is good, isn't it? I don't know what they're all moaning about then.
Yeah.
And they've got the internet.
Yeah.
We didn't have that when we were kids, did we?
No.
No.
I did a little bit.
All right, I didn't. Shut up. Fine. All right, so what paper's that in?
That's in the Daily Mail, page 30 to 31.
All right. Good. All right, so paper review. So kids never had it so good. And dusty food is in the papers. But we'll be back with more, of course, after the news. Victoria's here and she's glaring at me. So it's 3:30, and so, Victoria, bring us on the news. Bring us the news.
Talk Radio.
Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness is resigning as Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, effectively bringing down the power-sharing administration. It's in protest at the Democratic Unionists' handling of a green energy scheme, which has gone hundreds of millions of pounds over budget. Jeremy Hunt will make an emergency statement in the next hour about the state of the NHS. The government has criticised Red Cross, which claims there's a humanitarian crisis in the service. A third of health trusts in England have issued alerts for urgent action to help them cope. Barbara Keeley is Labour's spokesperson for mental health. She says the Red Cross is right.
The humanitarian crisis that the Red Cross talks about is because people are being discharged in the middle of the night. Imagine discharging an elderly person, vulnerable person with dementia at 3 o'clock in the morning, people sent home without the proper clothes, to cold homes with no food. Those are the sort of things the Red Cross is talking about.
Two men have been arrested in connection with the death of a 15-year-old girl who suffered a severe allergic reaction after eating an Indian takeaway. Megan Lee from Lancashire died on New Year's Day. The men are being questioned on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter by gross negligence. The RMT has told Talk Radio today's tube strike is down to London Mayor Sadiq Khan. The mayor has called the 24-hour walkout in a row about ticket office closures completely unnecessary. Limited services are operating at 70% of stations. And thousands of motorists are taking legal action against Volkswagen after the 2015 emissions rigging scandal. The car maker admitted 11 million vehicles around the world are affected. Lawyers claim owners could receive £3,000 or £4,000. The weather, the rain in the southeast will clear this evening. Wintry showers will continue though in northern and western areas, with gales in the far northwest, lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow will be milder in the western southwest as patchy rain and cloudy skies move in. Some brightness in the east, especially in the morning, and then the northwest later, highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
It sort of wasn't doom-mongery enough for me, that weather, because you've seen the front of the papers today, the sort of the classic, the Mail, the Express, etc. There's an Arctic death blast coming, right, from Europe. It's coming over here. Foreign weather, and it's gonna, oh, it's bad, they say. Bad.
I think Thursday it's meant to snow.
Bad. Where, do we know any details? Any more details there?
No, because I never bother looking at the forecast more than what's happening either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they can be quite long because there's so many different parts of the UK. So if I was looking at the long term forecast, then, you know, that's even more time I've got to do talking about weather.
Yeah.
And
but people want to know about the Arctic change. About the Arctic blast, don't they? People want to know. That's what we want to know. We don't care about that out there now.
Not talking about now. I'm talking about tonight. So, like, getting home once you've done work, once you've finished work.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow when you wake up, do you need a brolly or not?
Do I need a brolly?
Well, it depends on where you are.
Kent?
No.
Did you just guess?
Well, in the southeast, the rain, which is has been bothering it for the last few hours, it's going to stop. So, no.
Nice, isn't it?
All right, thanks, Victoria. There, could you? Can we have Arctic blast news tomorrow? Just weather update, because people want to know if it's going to snow where they are.
Can we just start doing? Do I need a brolly if I'm in, and then choose a different place every day?
Sure. I prefer Dave's suggestion. It's less work.
Fewer. Lady. Right, okay, so 25 to 4. Victoria back with you at 4 o'clock with more pointless weather.
Why is it pointless? It's not. That was harsh.
Next, more news from the Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
Tomorrow afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Just coming up to 25 to a time, and we are with Mark, who is doing today's Diversity Paper Review for us. So remind us, Mark, of your diversity, if you would, please.
I am brown.
Yes. Already we have covered clean food. We still don't know what it is, but we've certainly covered it. It's a sort of dust. Basically, it's the people who will only live on the dust out of the bottom of a packet of Watsits and the bottom of a box of Cocoa Pops, mix it together, the browny, orangey sort of dust. And that's what the new fad is. And then we talked about children never having it so good.
Yeah, this is the best time to be a child.
To be a child, interesting. So, what newspaper are you dancing to the tune of next?
This is still in the Daily Mail, something else that caught my eye. Yeah. Danny Minogue.
Yes.
Spelt D-A-N-N-I, which I've always thought was a bit of a, you know, two thumbs up, to two fingers up even,
yeah.
To kind of environmentalists, because you could just spell Danny with one N and one I, and you've saved a lot of ink and paper over the years.
You're absolutely, I've always thought the same about Jamie Foxx. You don't need two X's at the end of your name, actor Jamie Foxx. That, again, is a waste of ink.
Yeah.
And ultimately costs this planet.
I know.
Yeah.
There's whole acres of the Amazon that are lost because of these people.
I know. They're so-called celebrities.
Yeah.
So-called, I'm with Donald Trump. I think these so-called celebrities are just overrated and a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what he said, isn't it, about Meryl Streep this afternoon.
Yeah. Which is a story I'm going to talk about in a moment after I talked about Danny Minogue.
All right, let's talk about Danny Minogue as opposed to a celebrity.
Yeah. She said she froze her face with Botox to hide emotions.
What?
Yeah, Danny Minogue's been getting more and more Botox, the more and more depressed she's been getting, effectively.
Right.
And because she's been finding it hard to crack a smile, she just thought she'd Botox it in.
So she's Botox to smile in?
She hasn't quite Botox to smile in, but she's got her face to a point where she can't really crack a smile, I believe.
Right.
I haven't watched a programme that she's in, which I believe is called Let It Shine.
Oh, this is the new Gary Barlow.
I watched it, actually. It was all right. I quite liked it.
My question is why is Danny Minogue a judge?
Nah, it's very hard to tell, isn't it? And she is dishing out fives all over the place. Like, she doesn't really know what she's talking about or doing.
What's that? What do you mean, dishing out fives? What,
like, five out of fives. No, oh. it's just top marks.
Oh, it's out of five, is it?
Out of five, yeah.
Okay. I have worked with Danny Minogue.
Yeah.
I've met Danny Minogue prior to her Botox face, and I found her to be very nice.
Mm.
I found her to be thoroughly pleasant. I liked her quite a lot.
That's
my anecdote. That's all I've got.
Okay, that's just okay.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Antipodean.
She'd probably give that anecdote 5 out of 5.
She probably would. Mm. She also signed a copy of a magazine for me that she was on the front of in a bikini.
Mm.
So, just saying.
Where's that magazine now?
Don't ask.
I mean, frankly, it's unreadable. Carry on.
She's had a lot of sadness in her life in the last recent years, and she's got a lot of Botox done, which is quite unusual, isn't it? You'd have thought going to see someone would have been cheaper.
Well, you would. I mean, I don't really understand the Botox celebrity thing, because I mean, I understand why people do it,
yeah.
But it never seems to turn out well.
No.
It's always, you always hear Well, maybe you just hear about them because they're the cases that don't work. I don't know, but it's always a case of slightly frozen, pained face. Anyone who appears to have sort of facial, the lip thing always seems to go wrong for people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Leslie Ash famously had that lip thing, trouty thing. And it's just a bit sort of what you look at the evidence in front of you about what this could turn out like. Is it worth the risk? So why not just grow old? Sort of, because it's going to happen anyway, and you could end up looking worse. So what's the, I don't know, is there a point?
No, there's no point.
Would you have Botox, Mark? Would you?
I've considered it.
As a woman, have Botox?
As someone who self-identifies as a woman, I've considered it, and no, I wouldn't.
No. And why? For all the reasons I've said, presumably.
Yeah, basically. Also, I knew somebody who got Botox, and they told me they have to go get it topped up every now and again because it doesn't last. Botox fades away, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm not sure how true that is. That might just be my anecdotal experience of it.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, men have it. Men can have it too, right? It's not just a.
I believe Botox isn't sexist, and it is open to both.
It is available
genders.
For both. Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose there's like it's all right for men to grow old, but you know, for women who want to stay in the public eye, it's.
But that's the problem with society. It should be fine for them to grow old.
Yeah.
On television or wherever, shouldn't it? That's the point.
Yeah.
Whereas does this kind of thing. Just play into the hands of that what is a sexist industry anyway. Whereas it should be going, no, let's. Of course, Dani Minogue should be allowed on television if she looks a bit older than she used to, because that's nature, rather than her think, for whatever reason, she's got to try and keep looking young with an artificial. I don't know.
I think the problem comes when someone like Dani Minogue, who's obviously spent a lot of time on TV over the years, goes away for a few years. I mean, I think she's went away and had a child, and now she's come back after, what, 3 or 4 years of not being on our TVs every Saturday night, and now she's worried that we're going to be like
judgmental or something.
Yeah,
but we wouldn't be, would we?
No, of course.
I mean,
I'd give
her a 5 if she, you know.
I still wouldn't watch it. Like,
you wouldn't?
No, she's got better things to do on Saturday night.
Yes, yeah, so I haven't watched it at all. Robbie,
what did you guys do on Saturday night? What did you do last Saturday night?
I went to the Lego store and bought a Ghostbusters Lego.
That is better.
Yeah. What did you do?
I painted a pottery pig.
That's better as well.
Yeah, see. We are better, Dave. We're better than you. We've got better lives than you. So, we've got another story.
Golden Globes.
Yes.
Yeah. Meryl Streep won a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, she did.
And then she went off on one about the new president, Donald Trump, who I think what would have been about 3:45 in America got on Twitter and decided to tweet out his thoughts. Needless to say, he wasn't very happy.
About Meryl's work. Now Meryl said that it was about bullying, wasn't it? Because he, of course, bullied that disabled reporter a while back. Mocked him on television.
Yeah. And that's what Meryl was kind of calling out.
Yeah.
And saying that that wasn't a very good performance and doesn't deserve an award. And obviously he's gone on and kind of defended his stance on it. The problem is for him is that there's actually video footage of him doing it. So it's not like it's something that may have happened that people are commenting on that no one's actually.
He hasn't
seen.
Denied it, has he?
He said he didn't mock him.
No, he did. We all saw that, Donald, didn't we? Yeah, we all saw that.
Yeah.
And he said that, he's also picked on Meryl Streep here, a much loved and respected actress.
Yeah.
A global treasure, no.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's come along and just sort of said she's rubbish.
He's going to become president of the United States a week on Friday. Yeah. I mean, I hope for the people of America that he grows a thicker skin by then. Maybe he needs to start clean eating or something.
He does. He needs to. What he needs to do is stop, right? Being in prison and just putting all of your things on Twitter, right? I mean, I'm not like bigging myself up, but I don't have time to tweet most of the time. Do you know what I mean? It takes an effort. You got to go on. Oh, I'm actually busy writing something else or doing some work over here or doing that. And sometimes I think, I haven't tweeted for 2 days. But no, I don't mind. I haven't had time. If you're the president of the United States, how have you got time to do that? And it's not. It is him doing it. It seems.
It's at 3:45 in the morning, so it's quite possible he's sleep tweeting. He's doing it in his sleep.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah. That would explain how random they are. And
well, my other theory was that when he started bigging up Russia quite a lot on Twitter, was that Russia had actually just hacked his account, and that's just what they were doing.
Yeah.
Bigging themselves up.
And he was too embarrassed to admit it, so
he just went along with it.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Imagine he lost his password like 3 years ago, and he's just been someone else. like a 16-year-old kid tweeting for him ever since, and he's like, he's been too proud to admit
it. Or he's oblivious to it. If he's not on Twitter, he doesn't even know it's going on. Doesn't even look at the news. Got no idea.
His Twitter account, though, reads like he's a kind of 14-year-old bully, doesn't it? Like, it'd be brilliantly funny if it wasn't so tragic that he's actually the president, or going to become the president.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it, honestly. All right, thank you. Your birthdays, very quickly.
I do. Yeah. There's some actually quite well-known people today having their birthday.
Hello.
Have you heard of the Duchess of Cambridge?
Yep.
She's 35.
Yep.
Jimmy Page, he's 73.
Yep.
And Jolie Richardson, the actress, yep, is 52.
Any more?
There's loads of other people celebrating. Sarah Beeny, she's, yep, 45.
Yep.
Baroness Christine Crawley,
yep,
you know, the chairwoman of the Women's National Commission, she's, oh, 67.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Field from the from London Zoo, he's, yep, 50. And
just the man that works at London Zoo.
Yeah.
He's the zoological director, right, obviously. Come on. Terry Hands, the founder of Liverpool Everyman Theatre.
Yeah.
He's 76.
Right, good. In that case, let's sing happy birthday to them all. Here we go with happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
David Field, the Zoological Director of the Zoological Society of London, and Anna Furbank, actress from A Passage to India, who's 84 today.
And the rest.
And Jimmy Page, who's 73.
Keep singing it. Keep singing it.
Happy birthday to the Duchess of Cambridge and Anna Anthony Arter, the solicitor and pensions ombudsman.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Mark. That was the diversity pay-per-view. Mark's diversity is that he is
brand.
We'll do a £5,000 giveaway next on the programme.
£5,000 will not be given away.
If you want £5,000, keep listening.
Please do not keep listening.
Well, no.
£5,000 not available.
And
I got the wrong bit of that message. Yes, and turned it around. Yeah.
The mystery object quiz. We'll hold up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. You could win £5,000.
£5,000 absolutely not available at any point in this show.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Hearn.
You're not listening to Talk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips! Double somersault! There's the strutting chicken! The shirt's off! And here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account. Broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes renew unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15 kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire on the M1 northbound, there's queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between Tibshelf Services and Junction 29 for Chesterfield, although all lanes have been reopened. In Merseyside, the M57 northbound, there's an exit slip road partially blocked due to broken down vehicle at Junction 4 for Knowsley. In Northamptonshire, the M1 southbound, a broken down vehicle between Junction 18 for Rugby and 16 for Daventry. And in London, there's severe disruption on the tube network due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, just coming up to a time on the radio and elsewhere, probably. I don't know. I haven't checked. But what I have checked is the news. And we've talked about quite a lot today. We've talked about Dieselgate, of course, specifically. We concentrated on that earlier. This is that British drivers are going to sue Volkswagen because of those emissions fakes that they were giving out false readings from Volkswagen cars. Of course, this turns back to the early part of last year. Earlier on, we spoke to the editorial director of Autocar about that information. Boris Johnson. He's meeting Trump's top team.
Boris Jump,
if you like, is in America meeting with Trump's team. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has had a go at Meryl Streep because she called him out from the stage at the Golden Globes last night, calling him a bully, and he said she's an overrated actress. There's a lot going on in the news, essentially, today, but it's all got complicated, isn't it, Dave?
Do you know what, John?
Yes?
I can't get my head around
Allow
it.
Allow us to help. It's where we bring you the news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, and we know how much that helps you. Ordinarily, it's read out by paid intern Cornelius, but he's off today. He's gone to Centre Parks with his mum. You fill in the gaps. He probably is. So the news in haikus is instead brought to us by an angry northern witch. She's called Cass. She works through the glass. She's the assistant producer. She's asked Prod Cass through the glass. She's from Hull. We present the news.
The balls and Hull calls.
Yeah, something like that.
Golden Globes in L.A. while snow everywhere else. Huh, white globe more like.
The news! In Hull coos, don't know what the story was, couldn't understand a word she was actually saying in that. Globes.
Golden Globes.
In L.A. GLURBES, Globes. 5,000 pounds.
It's available.
It is up for grabs. 5,000 pounds in today's mystery object quiz. That's what we promised you. I'm now going to hold up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. If you correctly do so, you could be in with a chance of winning 5,000 pounds before the show ends at 4 o'clock.
You will not be in with a chance of winning 5,000 pounds before the show ends at 4 o'clock.
What's that?
There it is.
Hold it a bit nearer, hang on. In front of the microphone. What is that object that I'm holding up in front of the microphone now?
It's heavy today.
Yes. Just identify that. All you got to do is identify it. It's quite... Let me put it down. All you got to do is identify it. and you could get £5,000.
£5,000 not available.
Here's the number 87222.
Slight message with a talk, but you will not win £5,000.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Slight message with any way you like. Don't forget, text will be charged at 25p plus your standard network rate.
But you can pay for that time and time again with £5,000.
Which is not available.
That you could win by guessing today's mystery object. While you're figuring it out, a guess is already coming in, by the way. Thank you very much. John, is it the Turin Shroud, says Cliff. No, Cliff.
It was heavy, Cliff. Listen.
Yeah. It's neither was it the Turin Shroud with Jesus in it, which he adds.
Ah, fair. Yeah. It's not that heavy. John wouldn't be able to pick up a normal-sized man.
The Rosetta Stone, is it? Says Teresa. No, it's not the the Rosetta Stone. Keep those guesses coming in, though. While we're doing so, speaking of objects, right? Mm. Speaking of objects, as I was, did you see this in the Alexa? This is Amazon's, you know, the talking Echo.
Oh, the Echo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it, mate.
Well, apparently it's a talking stick that lights up blue.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like Siri or something. And you can tell it to do things. And it's connected to Amazon, so it will buy you stuff if you want it to. And you just talk to it, or it'll switch music on or whatever else.
Yeah. Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today?
That.
Type thing.
But in America, what happened was somebody, a newsreader, was talking about a news story where a child had gone online and ordered, by just saying, I'd like a new doll's house and some cookies, please.
Right.
Right. And because mum and dad hadn't set the password... Mum and Dad were surprised the next day when a doll's house and some cookies arrived at their house that they'd pay for through their Amazon account. The newsreader, was talking about this, and he said, Alexa, quoted it, Alexa, I want a doll's house. And around all the houses that were tuned in to him that had one, all ordered a doll's house.
I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
Well, I'm thinking there might be people listening to this without who are running now to their Echoes to try and set the thing. Whereas we can now, because it recognises, especially just recognise your voice, but it technically recognises any voice. So we can order stuff
I think all's fair here. Let's give them 5 seconds to turn their Alexa off if you are listening and you're in the room. And then it's just the idiots that have left the radio on with Alexa.
Alexa, buy a doll's house. Alexa, buy a car. Could be anything. Sam Delaney, join in.
I've got an Amazon Echo.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got one.
Sam's Echo, buy some porn.
Listen, if it now does that, I'll be livid with it because it barely understands a word I'm saying. It's so annoying. It's like Siri, right? Yeah. So you mainly use it for music. So you'll be doing, I have mine in the kitchen, so I'm doing a bit of cooking, bit of washing up. Yeah. And you think, I wouldn't mind listening to whatever. And you tell it. And it'll just play completely the wrong thing. Or it'll go, I can't find that. Like, that completely different song to the one you just asked for.
That you've got new ideas.
And it's absolutely infuriating. So if it actually understands your voice rather than mine and orders porn, I'll obviously be grateful of the purchase. But I'll be really cross with Alexa, who my relationship with is already very rocky.
Alexa, buy jewellery.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not getting everyone to buy your book, to be honest.
Good idea.
Oh, that's good.
Alexa, order A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man by John Holmes from Amazon.
Hardback copy.
Yeah, the more expensive one. Order that. All right, just testing it out. A couple of guesses coming for the mystery object, by the way, very quickly. John, were you holding up a hard Brexit? It didn't sound like a soft Brexit. That's from Paul on the contact form.
Dan says, is it Cornelius?
No.
Is that the mystery object?
No, it's not. No, it's not a dog egg. Thank you for that guess as well, the mystery object today. Neither is it the Antikythera mechanism, the device seemingly dating from 205 BC that was found in 1901 in a shipwreck of Antikythera in Greece, which is a complex clockwork cog early computer system that ancient Greeks used to predict astronomical positions and eclipses for calendar and astrological purposes.
Good guess to get that into a tweet there.
It's not that, Ian. It was a text. Right, we're going to roll that over. No one's guessed the mystery object today, so we'll roll that over to £10,000.
£10,000 not available.
Which we'll give away next week.
£10,000 will not be available next week, we'll give away.
Alexa, make Sam Delaney speak.
We have got coming up mental health, guns, and the NHS.
Boom.
Yeah, Andy Burnham's coming on at 6. That'll be good, won't it?
Yeah.
I reckon being the health secretary is the hardest job in Britain. Because the way people are about the NHS, the way we all feel about the NHS, means all reason is out the window.
Yeah.
And whoever... I mean, obviously, Jeremy Hunt, what with his name and the fact that he just looks so and behaves in an odious way, he's not doing himself many favours. But it really doesn't matter who it is. It could be... David Attenborough, could be Secretary of State for Health. And we were still like, Attenborough, you scum. You're trying to ruin our NHS. Our NHS. You're trying to privatise it. I hate you, David Attenborough. It just doesn't matter.
Meryl Streep.
And actually, it's a distraction about that they happen by coincidence to have employed a man who seems horrible. Mm,
yeah.
But it could be anyone. We just, the NHS, we're so emotional about the NHS that whoever does it, it's like the England manager's job. You cannot succeed.
Could you ask him for us his favourite animal, like you did with Ian Duncan
Smith?
Yeah,
of course.
Last week, which we learned was an eagle, thanks to your
advice. Which went really well. Yeah. So I think, you know, if it's working so well, why not continue?
Yeah, on behalf of this show for us.
Mm, we'll do it.
Andy Burnham's favourite animal. Brilliant. Right, Sam Delaney with you next, live with Drive on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.